this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration has no plans to try to return an illegal alien to Maryland. The man, allegedly a member of the violent MS-13 gang, was deported to his homeland, El Salvador.
Even though the administration admitted the man was deported in error and the Supreme Court told the U.S. to facilitate his release, the White House isn't budging. When President Trump was asked about returning the man, he deferred to Attorney General Pam Bondi.
That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us.
However, El Salvador's president claimed he doesn't have the power to return him either. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looks like Harvard may have to tap into that endowment fund now that the Trump administration has frozen more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts to the school. Correspondent Julie Walker says it follows the university's refusal to accede to a list of demands by the Trump administration.
The Harvard list includes government and leadership reforms as well as a requirement to institute a merit-based admissions and hiring policy. It also includes an audit of students and faculty on their views about diversity as well as a ban on face masks.
Face masks have been used by anti-Israel protesters on campus. Palestinian man, he led anti-Israel protests as a Columbia University student, has been arrested at a Vermont immigration office. He went there thinking that he was going to be interviewed about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. Bail denied for Cody Ballmer, charged in connection with the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. 38-year-old Harrisburg man charged with terrorism, attempted murder, and arson. The governor, his family and guests were not injured in the attack. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures currently down about 20 points, while the NASDAQ futures are up 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over on the threes starts us off this morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Just in the last couple of minutes, we got a little bit slow going into the old Harbor Tunnel. I've been watching it since then, right around 5:45 or so. Got a little bit slow in that area. It's still a little bit slow, but it's a speed reduction. There may have been a slow-moving vehicle in the tunnel, but it's recovering now, and it's only slow as you're moving south of O'Donnell Street, but everybody's going in right next door. The Fort McHenry Tunnel is fine. A couple of slow areas on the parkway, mostly southbound near Route 100. There is one minor wreck in the city. It's going to be west of the JFX, Cold Spring Lane at Green Spring Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down. Cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For now, Aberdeen has 55 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 63. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Hartford County State's Attorney Allison Healy spoke out outside the courthouse in Bel Air after Victor Martinez Hernandez was found guilty in the 2023 rape and murder trial of Roger Morin. The jury convicted the illegal migrant in the death of the Hartford County mom of five. After less than an hour of deliberation on Monday, Healy said she was not surprised by the amount of time it took for the jury to render a verdict because she felt the case was airtight and more than 500 pieces of evidence in the case were are very strong. Galen says the state will seek the maximum penalty on each charge at sentencing, and that includes life without the possibility of parole. A group of attorneys have formed the Calvert Hall Lawyers Working Group to represent students who claim they were sexually assaulted at the private Catholic boys' school. The new complaints allege that the Baltimore County School ignored credible abuse allegations for decades, but continued to allow the abusers to have access to students. During a Monday press conference, the attorney said, for too long, Calvert Hall prioritized its reputation over the safety of its students, and justice should not have an expiration date. And a motorcyclist is dead following a crash in Rosedale. Baltimore County police say that yesterday an accident happened at Sagamore and Customs Road when the motorcycle overturned. A 70-year-old Robert Walker Jr. was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced deceased. Baltimore County crash team is continuing its investigation of the accident. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans still waiting for a series win as the Birds stand 0-4-1 on the season. 6-9 overall as they begin a three-gamer tonight against the Guardians. Third baseman Jordan Westberg brought up a good point when asked about making changes at this point early in the season.
I think when the tendency is to start changing, you might lose the identity that we've worked all spring to build. So I think the most important part is just sticking to who we are. Staying close here in this clubhouse, having each other's back, and just trusting that the product is just going to get better.
Well, in order for the product to get better, the starting pitching has to pull its weight. Tonight's starter Charlie Morton, along with Dean Kramer, have allowed 13 earned runs each through three starts. No other pitcher in the American League has allowed more. Bit of an embarrassing moment at the White House yesterday as the president honored the 2025 National College Football Champions.
But today is my great honor to welcome the 2024 College Football National Champions, the Ohio State University.
Well, that went well, but after laudatory speeches from President Donald Trump and others, Vice President J.D. Vance tried to hoist aloft the national championship trophy, lost his grip on the two pieces, the football-shaped top of the trophy separating from the base. It rolled around on the bottom, on the floor. Buckeyes running back Travion Henderson picked up the fumble. Coming up in 30 minutes, Major League Baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville. From Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680. 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. It's
This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Who are you?
I'm Bruce Elliott.
And I'm Sean Casey.
April Fool's. Oh, we already did it. Thank you. It is a Monday. Sorry, it's a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
See, you messed me up already.
Oh, it's me? I see.
One thing we do know, it's tax day.
Yeah.
It is tax day. That is a painful day for all. Coming up on the program in this hour, Governor Moore will sign that Child Victims Act, but the damages and the disparities got a lot of people upset. We'll tell you about that. Should tariffs on China be higher? We'll get into that argument here this morning. Our top story is that the alleged murderer, we can now say, is a convicted murderer in the Rachel Morin case. A jury finding Victor Martinez Hernandez, the illegal alien, accused of murdering Rachel Morin yesterday. In less than an hour, the jury returned a guilty verdict. First-degree murder, first-degree rape, third-degree sexual offense, and the kidnapping of Rachel Morin, the Harford County mother of five, which happened back in August of 2023. Reaction pouring outside the courthouse yesterday here, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We need our government to work as efficiently as this investigation and this prosecution to work together and take the politics out of it and fix the immigration system in this country and keep our communities safe.
Yeah, well, again, the federal government's trying to do its job, but it's the local governments and the state of Maryland government which doesn't want to seem to help out to keep these dangerous illegal aliens out of the state. The state's attorney, Allison Healy, Harford County, saying yesterday that this was a tough case.
I think the quickness of the verdict speaks to the strength of the evidence in the case.
Yeah, when you look at it, the defense presented its case in less than 10 minutes yesterday. That was it.
Yeah.
10 minutes, leading the jury to deliberate less than an hour. You know what? The DNA, his DNA, Victor Martinez Hernandez's DNA, was found on Morin's wrist, neck, and Apple Watch. So it was all over. That's how they matched him up, because they had a DNA hit in another case. And Healy went on to say that in this particular case, she thinks justice has been served.
While no verdict or sentence can ever bring Rachel back, I am proud of the work that was done to ensure that justice was served and that Victor Martinez Hernandez will never again be a threat to another woman in his lifetime.
Yeah, well, gives us the power of women that helped to convict him and take him down yesterday, but now he faces life in prison for killing and raping Rachel Morin, and of course that's going to be here in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And so the taxpayers of Maryland are going to have to take care of this piece of junk there for the rest of his natural life, which, you know, at 24 years of age, who knows, could be 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Before all is said and done. All right, more on the case. And something I learned about the case yesterday that I had not heard before, and we'll share it with you in just a moment.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the 3s all morning long. Here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem, 95 South, Howard County. If you're heading south just after the airport cutoff and you're going into Howard County, there's a wreck southbound 95 at Montgomery Road. And it looks like several vehicles are involved. A lot of equipment on the scene here. They're blocking the left side of the roadway, so it looks like right now only the two far right lanes are getting by. So already there's a backup back into the area where you merge in from 895 south. So when you get to that point or you're south from the airport exit, make sure you're staying over as far right as you can coming by the accident scene. Not much of an impact right now for the traffic northbound, but heads up for that if you're coming up from Route 100. City police with a minor wreck, Cold Spring Lane and Green Spring Avenue. Beltway with a good start, and now both the harbor tunnels are back to normal. There was some slowing early about 20 minutes ago going into the old harbor tunnel, and now that looks better on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, slight chance of a passing shower today. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, mild, and a high of 68 overnight. Temps back down to the low to mid-40s. Is a little cold front coming through here. Partly cloudy, dry tomorrow, cooling down to about 60, and then we start to warm up by the end of the week again, up near 70 by Friday. And right now, 58 and cloudy in Columbia, and it is 58 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. news for you. Today's April 15th tax day, deadline for filing your income tax return. If you didn't pay any income tax, the federal government would be forced to operate only on Nancy Pelosi's stock tips.
They extended Floridians until the 30th.
Oh, they did? Okay. Because of the hurricanes and stuff, right? Yep. During Blue Origin's all-female space flight yesterday, Katy Perry belted out a version of Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. Mm-hmm. And when she came back to the ground, she kissed the ground, and she liked it. Sort of like
I see. Got it. They tried to get Oprah to go, but the rocket wouldn't go up.
Yeah, but Gail King. I wish it was a one-way trip there for Gail.
But you heard her face when she was getting ready to get on board.
Yes.
She was not happy.
No, she's a fear of flying. Apparently.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that puzzles me about this, or I think it's just a matter of hubris on their part, they called themselves the crew.
Yes.
They weren't the crew. They were just passengers.
Right,
just passengers.
Exactly. Right. And I'll get into that in just a second here. According to Wallet Hub, America's cheapest airline, Spirit, is also the safest.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they should consider a name change. I just have a tough time getting on a plane that's called...
I don't want to be a Spirit.
Right. I don't want to be a Spirit either.
No.
Secretary of Education Linda McMahon continues to take some pretty healthy ribbing for referring to AI as A1. Like the...
like the sauce.
Like the steak sauce. But then again, she did start WW3. So what can say?
That's true.
You know? Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas offering Star Wars-themed weddings for May 4th. Star Wars Day. Yeah. Bruce, I understand you're going to take Vivian out.
On May the 4th.
Renew your vows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
You could say something like IRDDDO. Or something like that.
Boy, there's a stretch.
Yeah.
Hey, come in. He put the whole day off yesterday working on that one line, Chuck.
That's right.
Oh, I know.
Give him a break.
ESPN Stephen A. Smith says he's considering a run for president. His first executive order will be to deport the Washington Wizards. Because they are pathetic.
Woeful. And LeBron.
Yeah.
He's ticked off at LeBron.
Yeah, well, the State of the Union address would all be all about LeBron, that's for sure. President Trump is threatening to revoke the broadcast license of 60 Minutes after Sunday's episode. He said, look, the clock is ticking. They're going to get rid of it. Also, interesting, he's taking back, clawing back funding from PBS and NPR.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that.
Damn time.
Today's also Titanic Remembrance Day. And if you remember anything about Titanic, there was room on the floating door for Jack.
I know.
That's true.
It is true. We've done the math on it. We've done all the geometry and trigonometry. Mm-hmm. She could have pulled him up on that door.
You know what happened yesterday that I forgot to mention, by the way? It was the commemoration, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln was yesterday. I forgot about it. I check email after the show, and there it was.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Well, it really pays theater. Off to check it before the show.
Yeah.
Well, that way you won't forget it. Just saying.
There's a
right.
shot.
Katy Perry, Gail King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance Lauren Sanchez successfully completed their, quote, space flight, end of quote, yesterday. All-female flight included a filmmaker, a former NASA scientist, and a research scientist. Here they are during the brief time they were weightless and floating around the cabin.
One, two, three, take you up space! Woo! Yeah. Oh, the moon! You guys, I will have to tell you, look at the moon. That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's our pink moon.
That's amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's the question is, are they actually in space?
No, it's near space.
It's the edge, of,
the edge of the atmosphere.
Of the outer atmosphere.
80,000 feet.
Yeah, 62 That's miles. Awesome. Yeah. Is again, and so they're just enough to experience weightlessness, but they're not in outer space.
Right. No. So, not like a Tupperware party to me.
Some say it was like a glorified ride at Six Flags.
Yes.
So,
you see, Bezos.
Sometimes they get stuck at the top.
Yes,
Bezos pulled a header. Did you see him coming around the thing?
Oh God, that was funny. But we'll get to Katie's quote because she had a quote yesterday that people are starting to, mock her about. You know, you got the one small step for mankind. Yes. You know, for the and her quote was a little bit out there, like Katie.
Oh well.
You know. So here was that moment yesterday that Vice President Vance fumbled the trophy of the Ohio State University. Bottom separates from the top of the trophy, and it was a
plastic. Nice.
But
where's it made?
It wasn't a very well made trophy. That was the actual trophy. But what's interesting here is he tweeted out moments after that he didn't want Ohio State. He wanted to be them. They were going to win the championship, and
that was it.
And after that, he broke. That's the reason why he broke it. He wanted Ohio State to be the last champion in college football. So we'll see what happens. But it's just one of those things. It's just not very well made if it broke like that.
No. Yeah. Some of the golf trophies do that too. The lids on some of those big trophies just falls off.
Yeah. So you say this because you've won a lot of golf trophies?
I have several. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have 10.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the best one you got?
After the weekend.
Yeah.
I won the I won the Save a Heart tournament back in the day, big celebrity tournament.
That was a big tournament.
Won that twice.
Yeah. So that you won that twice? Was that back to back?
No, it was not. 2 years apart.
Okay. That's still quite a feat. So
it was.
It was your Rory moment.
I beat I took Jerry Turner's big screen TV away from him because I was closer to the pin. I beat him. He got a 26-inch, and I got a 52-inch TV. So.
Very good. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, we are back at it here, and I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. And again, if you are waking up with achy joints, stiffness in your muscles, or maybe you've had a workout and you're a little bit stiff, or just age, let's face it, the joints start to show your signs of age as we get up there. Glyco Plus, it is an incredible all-natural supplement derived from the green lipped muscle and also UC2 collagen, which is going to help with your joints and achy muscles as well. And all you need to do to buy one, get one free, is use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Don't forget, GlycoPlus, buy one, get one free, use the coupon code RELIEF.
BGE Smart Energy Savers Program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:23. Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Gabby Johnson.
A little better 95 south now. The accident vehicle southbound 95 at Montgomery Road in Howard County. Now on the shoulder, though, most of the folks are kind of staying out of the left-hand lane because the first responders are there. The troopers are in the median. They're very close to that left-hand lane. So we're still getting most of the lanes by. We're backed up right around the airport cutoff. But now we should start to improve. So we'll keep an eye on it. But just to make sure, I would stay towards the center and the right with the troopers still off into the median. And it's a little bit tight right through there. Tunnels doing okay now with the lanes open. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road all the way through the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your weather channel forecast, slight chance of a passing shower early this morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny later this afternoon. 68 for the expected high. Right now, cloudy 58 in Reisterstown, and it is 58 in Ellicott City. And we're talking about the accused killer, now the convicted murderer, Victor Martinez Hernandez, in the murder and brutal rape of Rachel Moran, Harford County mom of five. Thought it was interesting that the defense in on Monday, because they only presented about 10 minutes worth of defense. In one of the things that they did is that they established that Martinez Hernandez had worked and stayed in the area at the time of the murder. His friends, family, and coworkers testified that he was in Bel Air in August of 2023, working at some restaurants before leaving Maryland in May of 2024. Okay. So the defense actually helped place the accused killer, now convicted murderer, in the area. I don't get it. Or maybe, I don't know what the legal strategy was there. We also found out that the authorities used, obviously, DNA, as we mentioned, was all over the place, identifying him as a suspect, and his cell phone pinged at a sports bar in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where he was arrested. But there was also, they pulled his phone records as part of the digital forensic exam, and they called in a Harford County examiner, Megan Waltmeyer, and he apparently was searching. His search history, it had Rachel Morin's name.
Wow.
So that's a premeditated act. When you're searching for someone and then stalking them, and he apparently knew that she was a big physical fitness expert. Apparently, she jogged on the Mon Pa Trail on a regular basis, so he stalked her, was lying in wait for her to come through there. So that's why it probably took the jury less than an hour to come back with the with the sentence. And here, the Harford County State's Attorney, Allison Healy, said that Rachel fought for her life.
At sentencing, the state intends to seek the maximum penalty allowable by law.
But Victor Hernandez, he preyed on women, overpowering them. And I am so grateful that there were so many powerful women that took the power from him. You have Allison Healy, you have the judge, you have her daughter who was brave enough to be the first witness. You have the arresting patrol officer. I mean, there's just so many powerful women that took everything from Victor, and I'm grateful that they were able to do that.
Now, it's the voice of Matt McMahon. It's the, I think, father of one of Rachel's children. Again, Healy and the family reacting to this very swift verdict. And now the big question is, will justice be served with sentencing in about a month or so? And we'll get to that in just a second. All right, 410 WCBM 680 is our number. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. By the way, I want to wish you and all your listeners a happy Jewish Passover holiday. The 8-day festival goes through this coming Sunday during the day, April 20th. Here's a question. Because President Trump is talking about sending back real dangerous criminals back to prison in El Salvador, is there a chance, in order to say the state of Maryland, which is bankrupt of money, of sending this creature back over there to his native El Salvador to serve the rest of his life in prison, they know how to deal with that over there in El Salvador, not here, which is a bleeding heart state. What do you think is the possibility? We need to save some money and the state is bankrupt. What do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Mark, because, typically when a high-profile murder or crime like this is committed in the United States, in the state of Maryland, normally your jurisdiction is going to indicate that they'll serve their time here or sentence will be carried out here since they were convicted in the state of Maryland. And, of course, that's how it usually works. What's interesting here is if there is any kind of way that the federal government comes in and says, no, we're not going to pay for this vermin in the state of Maryland or in the United States, and if they send them to El Salvador. The problem with that is you do lose control of all sentencing at that point.
Yeah.
You don't. Now, of course, you could send them to El Salvador, and thanks for that question and the call. You could send them to El Salvador, and they could put them to death. You know, that could happen in El Salvador.
Or a different president could come in and commute the sentence.
Correct. So, you know, if there's a coup or something in El Salvador, or there's even with an election, a different person that isn't like Bukele, we'll get to him in the next hour. You're absolutely right about that, Bruce. They could come in and just, you know, unleash the prisons, as so many of these mm-hmm. other countries and dictators have done. So I think in the interest of justice being served here, look, I'm all for the death penalty for this individual, but we don't have it here in the state of Maryland any longer. I just want to see him locked up for the rest of his natural life and
plus 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. All right, stick with us. Coming up next, we'll take a look at should tariffs on China be even higher? 6:30 time for a little news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly three-vehicle crash in Hartford County. Accident happened shortly after 10 o'clock in the morning on eastbound Churchville Road, west of North Stephanie Road, that killing 33-year-old Tyler Lingenfelter of Havre de Grace. Three juvenile passengers in Lingenfelter's SUV were injured, along with the driver and passenger in a box truck and the driver of a van. All victims taken to hospitals for treatment. According to the preliminary investigation, Lingenfelter was traveling west when he crossed the center line and struck the box truck. The impact of the crash then caused the box truck to hit the van. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 2100 block of West Mulberry Street. Shortly after 9 p.m., they found a 21-year-old woman with an apparent gunshot wound. Victim taken to the hospital. There have been no update on her condition. Hartford County State's Attorney Allison Healy spoke outside the courthouse in Bel Air yesterday after the victim Martinez Hernandez verdict came in after he was found guilty in the 2023 rape and murder of Rachel Morin. The jury convicted him in the death of the Hartford County mom of five. After less than an hour of deliberation yesterday, Healy said she was not surprised by the amount of time it took for the jury to render a verdict, because she felt the case was airtight and presenting more than 500 pieces of evidence. The case was a very strong case indeed. And a group of attorneys have formed the Calvert Hall Lawyers Working Group to represent students who claim they were sexually molested or assaulted in the private Catholic boys' school. The new complaints allege that the Baltimore County School ignored credible abuse allegations for decades, but continued to allow the abusers to have access to students. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Lottery numbers, pick three from last night, 1-3-4. Your pick 4-6-1-8. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 895 now has begun to back up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And again, we started early this morning with a little bit of a slowdown, and it really didn't completely recover. So right now it's a speed reduction. All the lanes are open, but we're backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. From there, about 6-7 minutes or so for the traffic going in. The other delay now, still there, but better. The accident is in the median in Howard County, 95 southbound at the bridge at Montgomery Road. That's before Route 100. Everybody's off to the side. All the lanes are open, but they're slowing right there at the scene. After that, much better. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. Everybody's good from the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge and to the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down. Cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi,
I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles and Guardians tonight at Camden Yards. Birds trying to snap out of an early season funk that has seen them drop 9 of 15 and bring up the rear early in 2025. Orioles GM Mike Elias was on MLB Network Radio this past weekend and described Baltimore's 6-9 start to the season this way.
Been kind of a fitful start to the year and spring. We've had our share of injuries. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on around the league, but certainly we've caught the bug, and I think we have 8 pitchers on the IL right now, and 3 of them are basically our top 3 starters.
Baltimore sends Charlie Morton to the hill tonight, taking on the Guardians' Logan Allen at 7:05. And by the way, this game will, for your viewing pleasure, will be on TBS, not the Masson Sports Network. Last night in baseball, Pirates pitching phenom Paul Skeens sidelines the Nationals on 3 hits over 6 innings, allowing 1 earned run. Pirates beat the Nats 10-3 was the final. Yanks beat the Royals 4-1. Braves down the Rays, I should say the Jays, 8-4. And the Rays clobbered the Red Sox 16-1. Meanwhile, out west, Shohei hadn't hit a home run in 5 games.
He's due after a stretch like that, though.
High drive, center field, way back, way gone.
Number 5 for Ohtani, Dodgers 5, Rockies 3. That one was courtesy of Dodgers Television. And finally, April 15th, not only Tax Day, but also Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, the day that Robinson broke the color barrier with the Dodgers back in 1947. After his career, Robinson became a spokesman, as I'm sure you can imagine, for the civil rights movement in this country, delivering this famous line and this famous speech in St. Augustine in 1964.
I said, you remember what happened to Willie Mays when he went out to San Francisco and try to buy a home? He was rejected in such a manner that the mayor of San Francisco had to stand up before the world and say that Willie Mays is a wonderful American, and I would be proud. I would be proud to have him come and live in my home.
All Major League Baseball players will wear the number 42. That's the number Jackie Robinson wore today on April 15th. He broke the color barrier April 15th, 1947. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Savannah Bananas are sold out.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
First of all, welcome back, Sean.
Thank you.
It's been like a month since I've seen you.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been great,
went up to Boston. Had a great weekend. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Before we get to the Savannah Bananas, the Jackie Robinson Day, it is really cool that all the players will be wearing number 42 today. I love that tradition. And, of course, the scoreboards will all have number 42 on them.
Right.
Really quite a celebration of Jackie Robinson.
Yep, great player. Yeah. And I think like people like him and Hank Aaron and so many others, the things that it's tough enough to compete at this level to
right.
begin with.
And then all the off-field
and
stuff.
And then all the off-the-field stuff in the dugout, you know, on the touring. It's just incredible feat on his part.
I always wondered how Satchel Paige would do.
Yeah. In the
majors
yeah. today?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be 100. So
not as well now, perhaps, then, yeah. Thanks, Gary.
No problem. As far as the Savannah Bananas are concerned, they are sold out. They're coming to Camden Yards, obviously, August 1 and 2. If you don't get tickets, you can watch them on ESPN. Apparently.
This is like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly right. And so the interesting thing was the Orioles were making a pitch to their season ticket holders or potential season ticket holders before the season, saying that if you sign up and become a season ticket holder, you get first dibs at the tickets. Well, that's closed now.
Yeah.
Like you can't become a season ticket holder now and get the tickets.
Get the tickets, right.
And so that's closed. But yeah, it should be fun. Should
yeah.
be really interesting.
And if you didn't get a ticket, I hear it's going to be on ESPN.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right,
I didn't get a ticket, so I'm just going to wave my badge and try to get in there if yeah. I can.
Badges?
We don't need
those stinking
no,
badges.
We do need the stinking badges.
You do to get in for this
in
one.
In this case.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I love this gal because she's irreverent and she's very, very funny. Plus, whenever I hear someone with a British accent, they always just sound smarter. There's something about the accent. Katie Hopkins.
A man has been threatened with arrest on the streets for asking someone to speak English. He didn't actually ask someone to speak English. He asked them to speak clearly because he's deaf. But seriously, you should speak English in my country. You should try and speak English, just as when I go to France, I speak French, and the French pretend not to understand. It's kind of manners, it's tradition, it's part of communicating in the country that you've chosen to join. One thing is certain, when facts become hate speech, speaking truth is an arrestable offence.
And in Great Britain, of course, they have no First Amendment, and so what she's saying is quite literally the truth, that if you say a fact that is not in fashion in Great Britain right now, you'll be arrested for it. I think now about how valuable that First Amendment is to our Constitution. Kevin O'Leary, the guy from Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful, more of his thoughts on how we should be dealing with China right now.
Everybody knows the number one destination for the world's capital, more than 50% of it, is invested in the United States of America. 49% of all consumption is in the U.S. 26.1% of world GDP is the United States. It is still the number one economy.
And we are the big dog, is what he's saying. He does so say, that, interesting, he says there's a time bomb here in this little dust-up between U.S. and China. There's a time bomb for both Xi and for Donald Trump.
If you're given the opportunity to invest in China or the United States, it's a no-brainer. Every dollar goes to the U.S. There's a time bomb here. For Trump, it's the midterm elections. But Xi's got a time bomb, too. He's got millions of workers in factories. Right now, those products are sitting on ships floating in the ocean because nobody's going to buy them because they don't have a big enough economy to consume them. Only the U.S. can do that.
You see, that's really important note. Because if the Chinese are not able to sell the stuff that they're manufacturing, they have no money coming in for what the workers are doing. The workers get laid off or fired over there. And when that happens, Xi may lose his job. The entire structure of their government may crumble because it is an export-only economy that they're using, at least 90% of it. 90%,
well, yeah, yeah, I think you're right. And Trump holds all the cards here. He's got all the cards. He's got the leverage over Xi Jinping for a couple of reasons. One is that the market that you just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, we are it.
He needs the American market. Without the American market, he goes. He's done. And the fact of the matter is, this is the reason why he's playing hardball right now. Because if he seems to be too weak in dealing with Trump, then, for instance, they retaliated right. with higher tariffs. We retaliated now at 145% or whatever it is. But again, this was all started by China with the way they've manipulated their currency. They subsidized their products and so on and so forth. But if he appears to be weak, the Chinese Communist Party is going to take him out.
Yeah. So he has a very, very difficult needle to thread. O'Leary says, and by the way, if it doesn't go the way that Xi wants it to go, he's out of a gig.
Xi only gets to stay in power if people have jobs and they can feed their families. He gets a vote every day. If those factory workers have no jobs, they're going to be like a Frankenstein with torches up at the castle. It's going to be brutal, and he knows that.
Yeah, he knows that very well, and probably not literally with the Frankenstein with the torches walking through the town, but that is the point he's making, is there would be a people's revolt of one fashion or another. Would they bring the tanks out again? Probably. And that will not do their economy any good at all.
Yeah, there's history of that happening in China, sadly.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down here on 95 in Howard County. The wreck is still there. It's in the median southbound around the bridge at Montgomery Road. So it's between 895 and Route 100. A police car was just stopped in the median northbound, right opposite that scene. And everybody northbound kind of slowed up to look to see if what was going on there. So that should now start to loosen up. That patrol car just pulled away. But southbound, they're still looking at this wreck in the median. It's not a big backup now, but it's still slow right there at the scene. So anybody south from 895, heads up for that. And if you're traveling north, there's some activity there from that police car that was on the scene. Now we're getting delays at both the harbor tunnels. 95 now is backing up towards towards O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue ramp. So we're going about 6-7 minutes there, and 895 with the heavy traffic is backed up as well beyond the Eastern Avenue bridge. So right now we're between 5 and 10 minutes at both the tunnels on the southbound side with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Weather channel forecast, slight chance of a passing shower early this morning. Had some couple showers overnight. Partly sunny otherwise today, 68. Overnight temps in the mid-40s. Tomorrow partly cloudy, drier and cooler, and a high of 60. Right now 58 and cloudy in Reisterstown. It is 58 in, 59 in Columbia. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's a big and tall.
By the way, number one Googled or searched food item. What do you think it is right now?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Pizza?
No, it's pickles.
Pickles. I like pickles. I like them better than an old fudgesicle. Pickles. I like pickles. Won't you give me a pickle?
Pickle flavored items. That is the number one thing now. It's the hottest thing. Remember, it was the chicken sandwich for a while?
Yeah.
Now it's pickle-flavored items. You even have pickle-flavored pickles out there on the on the store shelves. Today is also a 2025, of course, a tax day, and never let it be said that a lot of food establishments aren't taking advantage of that. 7-Eleven, you can get $10.40 off on a 7Now delivery order of $20 or more with the code WRITEOFF. BJ Restaurants, get $10 off any $40 purchase on dine-in takeout orders Tuesday only. Promo code is 10 off 40. Burger King says there's a 1 cent cheeseburger with a $1 purchase available through the Burger King app and website. Buffalo Wild Wings, to the end of the month, they will reward members who spend $15. You can get a free sandwich. Krispy Kreme today. Buy any dozen donuts in shop. Get a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of sales tax. Additionally, if you order a dozen donuts online using the promo code TAXBREAK, you can get a dozen original glazed donuts for free at Krispy Kreme.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack, you can get free black truffle burger, black truffle shroom burger, or black truffle parmesan fries when you place an order of $10.40 or more. Use the code TRUFFLETAX. And Taco Bell, rewarding members can get $1 toasted cheddar street chalupas for 1 hour today, and today only 2 to 3 p.m. at your participating Taco Bell store. Finally, White Castle is offering 15% off your order in person or online, honoring April 15th as tax day.
All right.
Deals at a place near you.
I just assume not honor April 15th
at all.
So.
Red Robin has got a new $20 bottomless burger pass that you can purchase at participating Red Robin stores as well. So that's a deal will start this Thursday. A limited amount of bottomless burger passes will be available.
What's a bottomless burger?
That means you can eat as many burgers as you want.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How much?
$20.
$20.
Yeah. Or it means that you just get the top part of the bun. It could be. It's one
sounds
of those
voice.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
You figured that out. He figured that all on his own.
I didn't.
No, Bruce did. That's what I'm saying.
Bruce did. I did. I don't know what Bruce. The hell he's talking about.
He doesn't either.
That's right.
What else has changed?
Join the crowd. Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Dr. Peter Navarro also weighing in on these. You know, we see all these people and these so-called economic experts and pundits all saying the markets are up and down. It's uncertainty. They don't like the uncertainty. Hey, this is part of a negotiation. And there's always going to be uncertainty until the negotiation, until the deal is cut. And that's why we're seeing, you know, Trump will throw something out there, he'll pull something back, making the other side think that they've won something until he gets what he wants. I mean, this is the constant, this is the art of the deal.
Yeah.
We're watching it take place right now. And again, it's a little bit messy because you've got 130 countries now that have called and asked to cut a deal out of, what, nearly 200 countries worldwide. So it's moving in Trump's direction.
Yeah, it is. The other thing to note is that ignore market fluctuations. If you have money in a retirement plan that's in a mutual fund, you assume either that you have a good manager for that mutual fund or you don't. If you think you have good managers, so let them do their job. There's no reason to sell when things are on sale. I mean, if you're going to sell, wait until they're not on sale and you get a good price for them. And look, Trump was right. The time to buy was now. I mean, he said last week. And now, of course, he's being accused somehow of giving a secret message to his friends. That's an unusual way to give a secret message to your friends, to announce to the world, now is a good time to buy. Peter Navarro, also with the Trump administration, says it's not just the tariffs, that we are being cheated by countries all over the world.
What's going on here, the world cheats us. They've been cheating us for decades. They cheat us with tariffs, higher tariffs. But more importantly, they cheat us with the so-called non-tariff barriers. It's the VAT taxes, the dumping, the currency manipulation, the technical barriers that keep our autos out of Japan, the agricultural barriers that keep our pork out of Australia or Europe. They're doing that to the tune of $1.2 trillion of wealth a year that we transfer now abroad.
And this is an interesting note. Navarro made these comments yesterday, Sean, and the numbers have already changed since yesterday. And again, as you say, they're trending in the direction that we as a country would like to see them trend.
We've got 90 deals in 90 days possibly pending here. And it was par for the course. Actually, it was a birdie for President Trump to do exactly what he did, which was pause for 90 days. And we're going to get this done for the American people.
Period. Yeah, and some of those exemptions, of course, for semiconductors and things of that nature because of, stuff that already, Apple is a big one for the iPhone and stuff. So we'll see how that that plays out. 650, Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Rumble page. Check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Text in from Michael. 70% of Republicans are now identified as MAGA. This is a new poll. MAGA Nation.
How many?
Strong. 7-0.
Wow.
Yeah. So that
the last poll I saw on that had about 35%. We mentioned that last month. So it almost doubled in 1 month. Wow.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
By the way, Jim in the Outer Banks says, I think a tax filing date should be moved to November 1st, just before Election Day. Mm-hmm. The current date is too far out from Election Day as politicians, they get every time to cool down and after they've written those checks to pay their taxes or whatever the case may be.
Let me give you another suggestion. I think they should be doing it on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis. At worst, once a month. You should have to write a check to the government once a month.
Yeah.
And that would remind you. And I'll tell you what, that would be the last of the big spenders.
Well, better yet, just get rid of the income tax altogether.
There you go.
And let, as we did for 150 years, let tariffs pay the freight.
Or let Chuck do it.
Yeah.
Traffic and weather on the 3653. Once again, the guy who's volunteered to pay all of our income taxes, Chuck Whitaker.
We don't pay any state income taxes in Florida.
You pay federal income taxes.
That's different.
Yeah, very good, Chuck. It is.
That's a different negotiation.
Damn right.
Yeah, damn right.
Deals are to be made. Let's put it that way. The West Side Outer Loop now is beginning to slow.
795 down through Route 40 West. Then it gets better towards the ramps at Frederick Road. So nothing out of the ordinary there. Parkville side, a little more traffic there as well between Hartford Road and Providence Road. The interloop at Green Spring is still good. JFX, no problems. Both the tunnels now running with the lanes open, but we're about 7 to 10 minutes now at both the Harbor Tunnels, backing up just beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, both on 95 and 895. You still have an accident scene in the median with the state police there. Howard County, southbound 95 at the bridge at Montgomery Road, still backed up to where the 895 joins 95 south. So it's an extra 5 or 6 minutes southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says slight chance of passing shower this morning. Otherwise, a little bit later on, partly sunny, 68 right now, 58 and cloudy in the city, and it is 58 in Ellicott City. Let's take a phone call here from Bill in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Bill could not hang around, so we'll move on. Bill proposing changes for Child Victims Act is on the way to Governor Moore's desk today, which we're being told he will sign it. The Child Victims Act of 2023 removed the statute of limitations for filing child abuse lawsuits. The governor's office confirmed he's going to sign House Bill 1378 into law, taking effect June 1st. A law firm is asking... this is a law firm, I think, representing some child sex abuse survivors. They're asking Governor Moore to veto the bill. Here's Robert Jenner of the firm Beckman, Martyr, Hopper, Malarkey, and Perlin.
We gather here today to present a rather urgent message. Governor Westmore, veto House Bill 1378.
So under the original law passed in 2023, child sex abuse survivors could get up to $1.5 million per incident for claims against private institutions, while governmental agencies are limited to payouts of $890,000 per incident. The new bill, however, slashes child sex abuse survivors' comp to a maximum of $700,000 if abused by a private institution and $400,000 if abused by governmental agencies.
Why is it different?
And the bill would also modify the per incident payout as well. Here is Emily Malarkey from the firm.
That means that no matter how many times a survivor endured sexual abuse as a child or by how many different people in a particular facility, the survivor may only recover one cap or limit on pain and suffering damages.
One child sex abuse survivor, Chris Bateman, has a message for Governor Moore.
My message to the governor is plain and simple. Saving souls is a lot more important than saving the almighty dollar. And there just is a point at which it's called doing the right thing. Don't suddenly scramble, backtrack, and take advantage of people who have already been wronged just because of a budget issue.
Yeah, he is one of the many who this law firm is representing that are claiming they were sexually abused at Calvert Hall. Governor Moore has issued a statement through a spokesperson saying that, quote, Governor Moore acknowledges the trauma survivors of child sexual assault have endured and the difficult and unprecedented circumstances surrounding this legislation. The General Assembly has carefully crafted legislation that will continue to allow survivors to seek justice, blah, blah, blah. The governor will sign this legislation and will continue to work with the state. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, it's like you're, first off, they basically say they've taken off the statute of limitations, yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But now they've said the bad thing here is we're going to limit. We're going to cap what you can claim per incident. And so it looks like there might be, you know, I haven't read the entire bill, but it looks like once you've claimed something, that's it.
Yeah.
So who knows?
No further claims.
Yeah. So it's that is something that got to read the whole bill here, but this is something that has got a lot of people upset.
Yeah,
why the difference?
Why the difference between the two?
Yeah, between private institutions and government abuse. There's a story this morning in the news of an ex-Baltimore police officer sentenced to life in prison for sexually abusing children at an Owings Mills daycare center. So as we've said repeatedly, this kind of abuse happens everywhere. I've seen, we've had judges, we've had police officers, we've had teachers, coaches, priests, rabbis, you name it. This kind of predilection or pedophilia, there really isn't anybody that's immune from it.
No, and those individuals who are the abusers, when asked, when they're in prison, they were asked by the legislature, this maybe 10 years ago, they said, there's no curing this. This is who we are. You can release us, and sooner or later, we're going to do the same damn thing.
Coming up next, more on the Tesla terrorism and our MAG update. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Harvard University chooses to forego more than $2.2 billion in federal grants and contracts, money being frozen by the Trump administration.
The funding cuts come after Harvard refused to comply with the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. In a letter to Harvard, the administration called for several actions, including merit-based admissions and hiring policies, and a review of student and faculty views about diversity. Harvard's president said the demands violated the university's First Amendment rights and that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The jury deliberated less than 1 hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty in the brutal 2023 murder of a Maryland mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
Correspondent George Williams. The case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia returns to federal court today. He is the illegal alien from Maryland, mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador. Garcia, allegedly an MS-13 gang member, is now in a Salvadoran prison, and El Salvador's president says that's where he will stay. Should he be released by El Salvador, the Supreme Court has ordered the Trump administration to facilitate his return to the U.S. Cody Ballmer will stay behind bars. 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man charged with attempted murder, arson, and terrorism in the attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 10 points. NASDAQ futures 29 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident scene on 95 southbound going into Howard County at Montgomery Road. And before you get to Route 100, completely clear now. The state police have left the scene. Everything's back to normal. Just a very brief delay left over, but it's starting to clear now coming south from the Howard County line. Some slowing on the Beltway, nothing major, but now we're backing up on 95 Fort McHenry Tunnel beginning here around Moravia Road. So from there into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, at least 15 to 20 minutes from there. And 895 is slowing beyond Eastern Avenue, maybe back to Erdman Avenue. So we'll say about 10 to 15 minutes southbound on 895. JFX, if you're coming into downtown early, no problem south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down. Cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 55 degrees. Hunt Valley has 60. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A group of attorneys have formed the Calvert Hall Lawyers Working Group to represent students who claimed they were sexually assaulted at the private Catholic boys' school. The new complaints allege that the Baltimore County School ignored credible abuse allegations for decades, but continued to allow the abusers to have access to students. During a press conference yesterday, the attorney said that for too long, Calvert Hall prioritized its reputation over the safety of its students. Motorcyclist dead following a crash in Rosedale. Baltimore County Police say Monday the accident happened at Sagamore and Customs Roads when the motorcycle overturned. 70-year-old Robert Walker Jr. Was taken to the hospital where he was later pronounced deceased. The Baltimore County crash team continuing its investigation of the accident. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly three-car vehicle in Harford County. Accident happened shortly before 10 a.m. yesterday on the eastbound Churchville Road, west of North Stepney Road, killing 33-year-old Tyler Lingenfelder of Havre Grace. Three juvenile passengers in Lingenfelder's SUV injured, along with the driver and the passenger in a box truck and the driver of the van all injured. All the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. According to the preliminary investigation, Lingenfelder was traveling west when he crossed the center lines and struck the box truck head-on. Impact of the crash then caused the box truck to hit the van. 7:06, next is Steinhaus Sports.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante au Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles and Guardians for the first of three tonight at 7:05. Charlie Morton takes the hill. In an attempt to lower that .878 earned run average, opponents are batting .309 against Morton this year. But Cleveland comes in batting just .222 as a team. That's 27th in the majors. Meanwhile, Orioles general manager Mike Elias stating something over the weekend that has become painfully obvious to Oriole fans.
And I think the biggest thing for us, you know, we knew this was going to be a team very reliant on its position players, the offense and the defense. And we've had flashes of really good offensive performances, and they've usually resulted in wins, but there's been a lot of games where we've just kind of gotten blanked.
Meanwhile, the Ravens will host their pre-draft luncheon in Owings Mills today. Begins a week from Thursday in Green Bay. That'll be Thursday the 24th. Pass rush could be a priority. Someone who may fall to the Ravens is Boston College's Donovan Ezeraku. Here's Mel Kiper's take.
But one thing he's got, guys, and you got to have it when you're that size. He's got great length.
Yeah, okay.
So when you have, and I'm big in the long arm at every position. Now, quarterback doesn't matter, right? But you got to have length.
Ezeraku was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. He tied the program's single-season sack record at 16.5, which was tops in the country in the regular season. And finally, the WNBA held their draft last night. No surprise that UConn's Paige Becker is taken number one by the Dallas Wings. Maryland's Cheyenne Sellers taken number 17 by the expansion Golden State Valkyries. Sellers is the Terrapins' 23rd WNBA draft pick, 17th under head coach Brenda Freeze. Coming up in 30 minutes, a mound of concern for the Birds. And that is Sign on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, we'll take a look at Gretchen's, Whitmer. Her binder blunder. Boy, it was a good one, too. The president hosted the new president of El Salvador, Bukele, yesterday in the White House. And it was fascinating to watch the president and members of his cabinet run rings around the state-run media. But our top story here in this hour, more on the Tesla terrorism that is being committed in this country.
Yeah, it's been addressed now over and over again by members of the administration. They seem to be very serious about this. They have one or two of the members of the Tesla terrorist squad, if I might, in custody, and they're looking for more. Mildest punishment that any of these miscreants can receive. Nancy Mays talked about this topic yesterday, and she had a suggestion as to what might be done with the 20 years they're saying that each of these individuals who are, I mean, look, the guy who was tossing Molotov cocktails into car dealerships, these people are violent terrorists. This is domestic terrorism, and Mays says we should treat them as terrorists. And where do we send them? Gitmo.
They all should face the full force of the law. In fact, I'm saying to take these Tesla terrorists, send them to Gitmo. Get them out of here. They're un-American. This is terrorism. Send them to a place like Gitmo. Be done with them.
Yep. Guantanamo. Yeah. Guantanamo. All right. So, anyway, she also said they think they know where the money's come from. Because these people seem to be doing this as a living, as an occupation. And they seem to be getting paid for what they're doing. These aren't spontaneous, grassroots kinds of protests. It is what they used to call AstroTurf. You pay a bunch of people to show up and grump about something. And yeah, they're perfectly willing dupes to do that. But who is the guy at the top who's writing the checks?
My understanding is that George Soros and those aligned with him are funding these activists, these terrorist activists all around the country to the tune of $4,000 a month or more. They have hours. They track their hours. They clock their hours. They have special messages they put out. They go and they protest, and they're paid to do it. And so we got to get to the bottom of it. I do believe that Pam Bondi, I believe in her investigation. I believe she'll get to the bottom of where the money is coming from. But these people have to be put in jail. It's not enough to say, hey, this is bad. They've been arrested. They've got to go to prison. People have to be fired from their jobs. They've got to go to jail. They got to pay the time for the crime.
Yeah, and some of these people are white-collar types. They're like in a business. They're the business manager of some company or the CFO or whatever. I mean, well, yeah, fine. Make a public example of these individuals. Guess what? You're fired. Your career is over. And for the next 20 years, enjoy the sunshine of Guantanamo. Period. I'm with her on this one. Absolutely, completely with her. And if Soros is behind it, if they can find the paper trail, get that guy's butt out of this country and keep him out forever. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Prince George's County. It's on 197, appears to be about 2 miles to the east of the VW Parkway, and we know EMS arrived there, so going to be some road blockage locally at that point. There's a new wreck on Park Heights Avenue. It's going to be about a mile north of the Beltway, so again, local traffic heads up for that. Palmer County also responding to a wreck. They gave it out as Liberty Road and Old Liberty Road. So heads up, there were a couple of vehicles involved. And again, flashing lights would be arriving locally there. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway, but both the Harbor Tunnels are definitely heavy this morning. Back to about Erdman Avenue on 895, and 95 has been slow well before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. We're in the range of 15 to 20 minutes right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we still have a slight chance of a passing shower. We did some rain overnight, but still maybe a passing shower this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny later on this afternoon. 68 the expected high today. Right now, rain is falling in Stevensville. 56, cloudy 59 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Speaking of liberation, yesterday as the president hosted El Salvador's President Bukele, and the interesting exchange between President Bukele and President Trump over, you know, how he termed what he needed to do in El Salvador. Because El Salvador had some brutal gangs and criminals running all over the place. Bukele gets elected, and he starts his crackdown. And as part of the crackdown, you've got to put the bad guys, the bad hombres, in prison. Here's what he said.
And we're very eager to help. We know that you have a crime problem, a terrorism problem that you need help with. And we're a small country, but if we can help, we will do it. And we actually turned the murder capital of the world, that was the journalist call it, right? Murder capital of the world into the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. And, you know, sometimes they say that we imprisoned thousands. I like to say that we actually liberated millions. So, you know, like,
it's very good. Who gave him that line? Do you think I can use that?
Yes. And in fact, Mr. President, you have 350 million people to liberate. Yeah. But to liberate 350 million people, you have to imprison some. You know, that's the way it works, right? You cannot just, you know, free the criminals and think crime's going to go down magically. You have to imprison them so you can liberate 350 million Americans that are asking for the end of crime and the end of terrorism. And it can be done. I mean, you're doing it already. And I'm sure that people have seen the change in the streets. Yeah. A long way to go because you're just initiating your second term. But it's clear that, you know, with the numbers at the border, you know, in the even in Democrat-run cities, they get a help from the work you're doing. So I'm really happy to be here, honored, and eager to help.
Yeah, kind of an interesting way he positioned that. Yeah. In order to liberate millions, you have to imprison the thousands in some cases. And then he talked about the 350 million people here in the United States that Trump is, and Trump knows this, that he's got to protect the 350 million from the few thousand that are heinous, hardened criminals. And that's what liberation is all about, is freeing people that can live safely in their own cities, in their own states, in their own country, not being worried about having to be assaulted or raped or carjacked or even murdered.
I think it's an apt comparison. If you're a surgeon and you know a patient has a cancer, you don't take out some of the cancer. You take it all out. And to be sure, you take out the lymph nodes anywhere near the cancer. You make sure you get all of it, because otherwise it's still there and it'll grow back and metastasize and be even worse. I would argue you have to do the same thing with a criminal element in your society.
Yeah, and we keep hearing about this Maryland man who is a father. They keep pushing this narrative. Look, they're led by bad dudes who are fathers who became criminals, or either before or during or after. So that is no excuse. President also pointing out that it is time to pull back the billions of dollars being used to fund NPR and PBS. He said that grift has ripped this off for far too long, issued a press release yesterday with tens, if not almost 100 examples of the bias and the slant at both NPR and PBS. You know, if they want to run that kind of content, it shouldn't be taxpayer funded.
Yeah.
Period. All right. You know, you can do whatever you want. Join the media, the rest of the media fray here, as we like to say. But we shouldn't be funding it. We shouldn't be subsidizing. This is a state-run propaganda, and most of it is from the center left of that. Harvard is defying President Trump over, again, some of his federal funding requirements. And so they've basically, they're at risk. $2.26 billion of Harvard's multi-year grants and contracts have been frozen already. Nearly $9 billion in grants and contracts from the school and its affiliated hospitals are at risk. That's the main reason why, and we'll get to this next hour, why the ICE detainer, they didn't kill the 287G in Maryland. They were afraid of losing the federal funding. That's the only reason why the 287G is kept in Maryland as of right now. Trump said about that arsonist who targeted Governor Shapiro's home in Pennsylvania, not a fan of Trump, probably just a whack job there. And also trolling the left, and he named the replacement for 200-year-old Jackson Magnolia, Maga-nolia. That's the tree that Andrew Jackson planted outside on the White House after his wife had died while he was in the White House. The new sapling is now called a Maga-nolia tree. And finally, the firings continue. A Trump official who oversaw the closure of USAID is out at the State Department after he alleged clashes with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And that's the way it went. You know, we're now 84 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Coming up next, your calls and comments here on The Morning Drive at 7:21.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for The Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
White House, by the way, has put out a press release, Sean, on the NPR PBS thing late yesterday, and said the NPR PBS grift has ripped us off for too long. It's a multi-page release,
yeah,
full of details as to event after event after event that argues that, look, as you say, these people want to do that kind of programming on radio or TV, knock yourselves out, but don't do it on my dime.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, okay, there was a time when there weren't that many channels. There was the ABC, CBS, yeah, NBC.
Four,
and PBS. And yeah. Then you had some UHF channels in there that we're dating ourselves now. But now, of course, there are so many options. We don't need to have taxpayer-subsidized state-run media.
Now, you talk about a man who spent a lot of time dating himself, mostly because all the girls kept saying no. Chuck Whitaker at Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Well, you're not very far off, but I told you not to mention that. No sense in digging up old crap that doesn't need me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, fella.
Get away from me. 95, cut it out this morning. We cut it out. Had a big wreck southbound earlier at Montgomery Road. Now we have a wreck northbound, same area, right after the bridge at Route 100. They moved over to the median, but we're backed up now northbound coming up from Route 175. And looking at the camera here at 100, not moving very quickly at all on the northbound side. And I looked at the camera southbound at Montgomery Road, and they said, well, we'll stop and look at it as well. So there's another backup now for that section of 95 in Howard County. The Route 197 wreck is east of the BW Parkway. Had minor injuries. If you're traveling Park Heights Avenue north of the Beltway, was an injury accident there about a mile north of the Beltway. If you're coming through Annapolis, there's some debris on the roadway westbound 50 in the area at Davidsonville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says slight chance of passing shower, otherwise partly sunny and 68 for the day today. Right now, cloudy 59 in Parkville, 60 in Pasadena. Let's get to the phones. Bill in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, sir. Well? Thank you.
I don't know what happened before I was saying hello, hello, and evidently we lost transmission. What I wanted to say was, last hour you were talking about the mainland communist Chinese. You know, what's the old saying, paybacks are hell? Well, you know, I don't have any sympathy for the Chinese because look what they did with COVID. Look how they released that horrible virus into our country, how many lives they devastated and business they just devastated. And, you know, they're relentless in what they do, followed by a lot of the other spy tactics they did since Bill Clinton letting them into our nuclear facilities. This goes back a ways. And they've had a free hand in doing it for a long time. And we've just sat by idly and let them do it.
Not only have we let them do it, Bill, you're absolutely right about that. We've enabled it. We've encouraged
it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, with people like Fauci and the far left here with the gain-of-function stuff, that they're always trying to mess around with things. And, again, we look the other way. And of course, all the stuff, all the China, the missile technology that Bill Clinton gave them, all the other stuff that Biden's gave them, you're absolutely right about that. And
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen with China? Do you think that they will eventually capitulate?
They're going to have to.
Fall in line? Yeah, because it seems to
be. But here's the challenge. Trump's going to have to find some way for Xi Jinping to save face here. Otherwise, it could get really, really messy. So that'll be the big one. But eventually, they're going to have to. Look, if we cut off their products to our markets, they're done. They're absolutely done.
Yeah, and I would suggest that the words to be used will not be capitulate. They'll reach.
I have a very important question for you.
Go ahead, Bill.
When it comes to the Walmart and it comes to all these things, you're going to have to convince the American people that, look at the vaccines.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have to be paying a little bit more for some goods and items in the short term. Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
But, that's a choice we have on a constant basis. I make the choice. A lot of people do. Yeah. I'm not anything special. I make the choice when I hire a contractor to do anything around the house, whether it's a painting job or anything. I want to know that the people working for that individual are in the country legally.
Yeah.
That either they're U.S. citizens or they're here on a green card, that they're here legally. And if they're not, if I can't get that assurance, I'll hire somebody else.
A lot of people
and I'll pay them more.
A lot of people put price over principle, that's for sure. Yeah. Anthony in Louisville, Maryland. Where is that? Louisville. Anthony? Nope, Anthony's not there. We'll try Dave and then Arundel County.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Just wanted to run something by you guys. I've been thinking about this situation that the administration has with the gentleman that was deported mistakenly. And then the president of that country or the leader of that country came the other day and spoke with President Trump.
Yeah.
I have a fear about that situation. And again, I just wanted to get your take on it. That guy is now in jail over there. They're saying that the media is saying he was mistakenly deported and all this stuff. My fear is that if, God forbid, something happens to him in jail over there, which is probably, you know, a good chance, something terrible happens to him, he will be martyred by the left, and it could possibly be a real stumbling block for the administration, maybe going into the midterms and or thereafter. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Dave, I think if the Democrats think that that's going to be their ticket to success, they're once again choosing the 20% on an issue that is 80-20. There'll certainly be adherents right. who like that, but the others who say, yeah. you got to be flipping crazy.
Dave, thanks for your call. Well, I'll give you my thoughts on it on the other side, because we're going to be discussing that very thing with President Bukele as well. 729, the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24-7. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And don't try to do this on your own. Michael and Stephen and Rachel Albert Freeman have told me over the course of many years, you know, folks think, I don't want to have to pay the attorney their fee. And, you know, I'm just going to do this on my own. I'm pretty smart. I know how to do this kind of stuff. No, you don't. Because there's so you make one mistake in this whole thing, and you could really foul your claim and ruin it almost you know permanently. So the best advice I can give you: let the professionals who deal with this on a daily basis do this for you, and that's exactly what they do at the law firm. They'll handle everything from A to Z. Call Michael 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, or online maflaw.com. It is 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 2100 block of West Mulberry Street. Shortly after 9 p.m., they found a 21-year-old woman with an apparent gunshot wound, victim taken to the hospital. No update on her condition. Hartford County State's Attorney Allison Healy spoke outside the courthouse yesterday in Bel Air after Victor Martinez Hernandez was found guilty in the 2023 rape and murder of Rachel Morin. The jury convicted the illegal migrant in the death of the Hartford County mom of five. After less than an hour of deliberation on Monday, Healy said she's not surprised by the amount of time it took for the jury to render a verdict because she felt the case was airtight and they had presented more than 500 pieces of evidence in the case. And that, of course, is a very strong physical presence in the case. And a group of attorneys have formed the Calvert Hall Lawyers Working Group to represent students who claim they were sexually assaulted at the private Catholic boys' school. The new complaints allege that the Baltimore County School ignored credible abuse allegations for decades, but continued to allow the abusers to have access to students. During a press conference yesterday, the attorneys said for too long, Calvert Hall prioritized its reputation over the safety of its students, and justice should not have an expiration date. The survivors, they say, are breaking decades of silence, and they deserve a full, fair chance toward justice. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, right now we have traffic on the threes in 60 seconds.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three, lottery number 134. Your pick 4-4-6-1-8. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop of the Beltway is coming to a stop right at the bridge on I-70, and it looks like they might be trying to get out of the left-hand lane. So if you're coming up from Route 40 on the inner loop and Frederick Road, when you're getting up towards I-70, something's happening right there between there and the bridge at Dogwood Road. So we'll try to get a look at that, but that's what's causing the backup as you're coming up the inner loop through there. Rest of the Beltway, a little slow now at Green Spring, Parkville side. Has been backed up a little bit. Both the Harbor Tunnel still fluctuating back and forth, anywhere from a 15 to 20 minute delay southbound. The new wreck was on I-95 northbound after the bridge at Route 100. The vehicle's off the roadway. Delays as you're coming up from 175, and the southbound traffic has been slow. They're looking at it as you're coming south from the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down. Cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. As Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, all the teams will be wearing 42 on the backs of their uniforms. The Birds opening a three-game set with the Guardians tonight at Camden Yards. Orioles fans well aware that the list of pitching that's on the shelf for the Birds right now is long. Rodriguez, Eflin, Bradish, and Wells from the starting staff. Suarez and Kittredge from the overworked bullpen. And from this exchange, after Sunday's loss to the Blue Jays, the closer apparently isn't fully back.
You know, maybe a healthy Felix in 2023 can pitch in the eighth there or in the tenth there. It's still not fully back yet.
He's not fully back yet. That's why I didn't pitch.
That curt reply from manager Brandon Hyde shut down that conversation. So again, Felix Bautista not ready to pitch in back-to-back games. But just a reminder, the Dodgers had 17 pitchers start games last year for them. None started more than 25. Clayton Kershaw was shut down after 7 starts. The team still won 98 games and 12 more to win the World Series. And speaking of the Dodgers, Shohei hadn't hit a home run in 5 games until he stepped to the plate last night in the third against Colorado.
He is due after a stretch like that, though.
High drive, center field, way back, way gone.
Dodgers TV with the call. L.A. beats Colorado 5-3. The final. Elsewhere, the Yankees over the Royals. Braves down the Jays. And the Rays clobber the Red Sox 16-1. NFL news. As teams prepare for the draft, add assistant GM to the Eastern Michigan football program to Max Crosby's resume. The Raiders defensive end and one of the premier pass rushers in the league was named to that position yesterday by his alma mater. Crosby joined Steph Curry as active players taking on administrative roles at their alma maters in their sports. Curry with the basketball program at Davidson College. Weekly college lacrosse awards for two locals at UMBC. The America East Men's Lacrosse Defensive Player of the Week goes to Dylan Sharp, a sophomore out of Crofton, Maryland. Went to St. Mary's. He had 4 cost turnovers and 6 ground balls in a big 17-7 win. And the faceoff specialist of the week goes to Alex Steers, the pride of Westminster High School in Carroll County. He won 19 of 25 in that game. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what is happening with Justin Tucker?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'll speak for everybody here and listening that when the news broke about Justin Tucker back in January, it was shocking.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Well, 3 months later, We know absolutely nothing, which is also shocking because the draft is coming up in 7 days, in about a week.
Yeah, about 10 days.
Right. So it's not that the Ravens are going to draft a kicker, because they're not. They're going to find a free agent kicker. But you would think that by now, the NFL, the Ravens, something, some kind of adjudication here would be in order, but nothing.
Well, the NFL is saying they're going to keep everything on the down low. They're not going to give you any kind of update as to how the investigation is going.
3 months.
The Ravens aren't doing it. And I think it's a disservice. Look, you want to make sure that investigation is done thoroughly. But you've got Justin Tucker's reputation that's at stake here. Mm-hmm. You have the Ravens football organization.
Absolutely.
That is involved. You have the fans that want to continue. And you have these women. If this actually happened to these women, they deserve to have justice. The whole thing has been, I think, mangled badly at this point. Now, hopefully they find a way to resurrect it and get it out there, but there's got to be some closure brought to bear on this thing. I just don't want to see the NFL didn't find anything, let's move on. Because
have any of the women come forward yet?
None of the women have come forward. Justin Tucker hasn't filed a suit either, like a defamation suit of any sort. Look, compare this to the Deshaun Watson case in Cleveland. That thing was over and done in 2 weeks.
Right, but you can't file a defamation suit against people that are anonymous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He must know, though.
Must he?
No, actually, he mustn't.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
So we don't know. That's the whole thing, in a nutshell.
Yeah, right. I give a lot more weight to this whole thing. If there's been a lot of time, as you say, a lot of time, no one has stepped forward to say, I'm one of the women. Really?
Well, look,
the NFL did an investigation of Dan Snyder into the Redskins and what was going on in their front office and their man, and they came out with the results of it, and it was not complimentary. Obviously, it made Snyder look really bad, to the point where I think that was one of the things that pushed him to sell the team.
Look, from the accuser's perspective, though, Bruce, I can understand, because if you come out publicly with a name, I mean, all kinds of stuff. In today's age, in today's world, social media, etc., and how people stalk, I mean, that could be
bad
for them.
Yeah, what was it, the University of Mississippi cheerleader that was misidentified or something
dealing with her boyfriend's father?
Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly.
The bar stool.
Horrible.
And somebody else. And what's the guy from ESPN, Pat McAfee or whatever?
Pat McAfee promoted it.
He
right.
promoted it, and he spread this rumor, and this girl
false.
Did not. Completely false.
Right.
So that's what you got to be careful of.
Yeah, and I keep thinking Duke lacrosse team.
Yeah, it's a problem, no doubt. Thanks, Bruce.
Yep.
Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So the media keeps running with this narrative that this Maryland man has been mistakenly deported, or deported mistakenly. That's what they keep saying. The administrative error is not the fact that he was deported. It was where he was deported, because he was seeking asylum allegedly from El Salvador, because that's he was facing gang violence.
Yeah. Rival gang is the phrase he used.
And so that's the problem. He should not have been deported to El Salvador, but he could have been deported anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that's where you usually put people back in their home countries. That, as El Salvadorian President Bukele was in the White House yesterday, it started off with a question from the media. Caitlin Collins and Pam Bondi had to correct her as to her erroneous information.
Is President Bukele to help return the man who your administration says was mistakenly deported? The man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador?
Well, let me ask Pam, would you ask to answer that question?
Sure, President. First and foremost, he was illegally in our country. He had been illegally in our country. And in 2019, two courts, an immigration court and an appellate immigration court, ruled that he was a member of MS-13 and he was illegally in our country. Right now, it was additional paperwork that needed to be done. That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us. The Supreme Court ruled, President, that if, as El Salvador wants to return him, this is international matters, foreign affairs, if they wanted to return him, we would facilitate it, meaning provide a plane.
Yeah, that's what facilitated means in this particular case. And then coming up a little later on, because we don't have time here, but Stephen Miller does an excellent job of deconstructing this whole argument and this narrative. And then we'll hear from Bukele himself. He says, I can't smuggle a terrorist back into the United States.
And we're not. It was a great couple. You'll hear the comment coming up, but it's wonderful how he takes it. So you want me to release a terrorist onto the streets of my country?
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Then you got Senator Chris Van Hollen and Congressman Ivey, who are basically saying that Trump is defying the Supreme Court. No, the Supreme Court said two things, effectuate and facilitate, meaning if the president of El Salvador decides he's going to release this guy into the custody of the United States, then we will provide transportation. We would make it happen.
Yeah, sure.
But it's really his country, his sovereign soil. We can't go in
and his citizen
and kidnap one of his citizens, even if we made an administrative error in deporting him there.
Yeah, it is.
And by the way, this Supreme Court decision was 9-0, upholding executive branch power of being the ones that have the immigration power. Not the courts. It's the executive branch. When they find somebody here illegally, you have every right to detain and deport.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, guess what? We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-WCBM 680. If you'd like to be today's contestant, do it right now. All right, right now. Because it happens around 60 seconds after Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Sabarni's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Whatever the deal was on the inner loop there at I-70 about 15 minutes ago, corrected itself. And now we're back to normal. Good to go there as you're coming up from Route 40 West. Still might be a little bit slow coming up from Frederick Road, but definitely improving now as you're heading up through there. The outer loop a little bit slow, the inner loop at Green Spring and the Parkville side. That's where the heavy traffic is on the Beltway. Both the tunnels still going back and forth anywhere from 10, 15, 20-minute delays. Those different directions as you're coming south with what the backup is. But right now, 95, right around Eastern Avenue, 895. Back to near the Erdman Avenue ramp. Baltimore County is still working on a wreck. Park Heights Avenue north of the Beltway, and they'll have a couple of units there. It looks like the wreck may be clear from 95 northbound in Howard County after Route 100, beginning to loosen up a little bit, but there's still a backup northbound. There was some slowing southbound at the accident scene. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says slight chance of a passing shower still this morning, then otherwise a little bit later on this afternoon, partly sunny and 68 down to the 40s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, a little cooler, and 60. Right now, cloudy and 60 in Glen Burnie, 58 under cloudy skies in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. Today we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant is Ken in Catonsville. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We are doing A-okay. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after the Chuck Meister.
After the Chuck Meister. Okay.
Yes.
Do you think...
Chuck Munster.
Is he a Meister or is he a Master or a Munster?
Well, did you call me a what? Who? A bastard? What did you say?
Yeah, I like Chuck.
Yeah. Yes, we all like Chuck.
We love Chuck.
That's besides, that's besides the point.
I got that, Chuck.
That's nice.
Story number one. On January 20th, the day President Trump's inauguration, Fox News placed four people in complete isolation in upstate New York with no contact to the outside world. No phones, internet, television, or social media.
No pool, no pets.
Now Greg Gutfeld will host a game show called What Did I Miss? It's like four people coming out of cocoon before learning about what happened to the world over the past 3 months, and it'll be on Fox's streaming service, a game show about being isolated from Trump for 90 days. Story two, transgender activists are claiming outrage after a male-only gay nudist camp rejected their demand for female participation in the upcoming all-male social event in May, if you follow along.
It was Leapfrog.
The uproar spotlights the aggressive demand by advocates for transgenderism that gay men must pretend that women miraculously become men once they feel transgender.
Mm-hmm. A lot of possibilities.
Yes, there are. And story three. Oh, my paper's stuck together. There it is. A 12-year-old boy in public school in Massachusetts was given detention for telling his classmates that he liked President Trump. Several classmates told his teacher that he was harassing them with facts about Trump. They complained to the teacher, and the teacher put him in detention. His parents now are suing the school. Story one, new Fox Nation game show. Isolated people guessing what Trump did in his first 90 days. Story two, transgender activists slam gay nudist camp for male-only policy. Or story three, 12-year-old boy suspended from public school for talking about Trump and saying he likes him in class. All right, we will start with Kristen this morning.
Okay, well, I could unfortunately see the Massachusetts school story being true, and I don't even understand the transgender male nudist camp story, so that's probably true. I'm going to say number, I don't know, I don't watch Fox, so I guess I wouldn't see any previews, but I don't think they would do that kind of show, even on their app. I'll say number one.
All right, Kristen goes for number one. Bruce?
Let's see, number two, the Shania Twain thing. Man, I feel like a woman. I think that's probably true. Number three, being nice to Trump will get you suspended in school. Yeah, that's true. I think story number one is fake news.
All right, another vote for story one. Chuck?
I think I'm going to go with three.
Chuck goes for story number three. And Ken in Catonsville.
I'm going to go with Chuck, number three.
You're going to go with Chuck the Meister.
Down the ship with the ship.
As he's known. Yeah, story number two, that's the biological woman transitioning to become a man that wants to be part of the gay male nudist camp. That is a true story. It's hard to make that stuff up. Story number three, the 12-year-old boy suspended for liking Trump in his class. That's our fake news story of the day. Oh, really? So Chuck and Ken.
Way to go, Chuck.
Sniffed it out today.
Way to go, buddy.
So way to go, Ken. You made the right selection today, even though you went with Chuck.
You know, that nudist colony with those guys, it's fun, but it's, you know, you can't play tennis when you don't have any clothes on. It's just not good.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Never mind.
We'll put you on. We'll
put you yourself in the face too much.
There's another line, but we want to stay on the air.
I just thought I would throw it out there, and I didn't mean to say that either.
Yes, you did. You mean everything you said.
I know I did, Mr. Casey.
Quickly moving on so we keep our license.
That's right.
It's not your show, Bruce. Be quiet.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. That's right. You're the second.
That's right. Hi, Ken. See you. Thanks so much. Congratulations. And we'll tell you how to get your prize there. And thanks for playing the game. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So coming up next, we're going to take a look at Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. We were speculating what she was doing at the White House last week. And, of course, we now know that she was she didn't want to be photographed. Her binder blunder is being called into question. That's up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Tuesday morning, 7:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come, by the way, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. ICE detainers Apparently, we're still ignoring them here in the state. More on Doge and some news about violence as well here in the state.
Yeah, the leftist violence continues unabated. The other thing, Senator Van Hollen, he wants to go to El Salvador. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't going to get a chance to meet Bukele yesterday, and I don't think he did, and to plead on behalf of this MS-13 gangbanger. And they keep saying allegedly. No, we have two immigration judges that said he was, is, an MS-13 member. It's not alleged that he is. He is. Now, even though his wife is out there saying he's a good father, he's this, that, and the other thing. But, hey, you know, there are people that do heinous things that, they lead otherwise normal lives. It's almost like they have an alter ego or something.
He may be a swell fellow now.
Right.
But he may have not been a swell fellow back then.
And here's Van Hollen. On the very week that Rachel Morin's murderer has been convicted. We had MS-13 people and others, gotaways, illegals, running around the state, olly-olly income-free. Van Hollen should be doing more to secure the state of Maryland than worrying about an MS-13 guy that was deported to El Salvador. That his priorities are all messed up.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
One of our listeners, Mary, said there was a wreck and she saw it, Charles Street, just north of Towson Town Boulevard, so keep an eye out for Baltimore County there. They're still working on the wreck on Park Heights Avenue, just north of the Beltway. It doesn't appear to be a big problem right now, but the county is still there, and they'll be directing traffic through the scene. Parkville side slowing, outer loop at Hartford Road, inner loop at Green Spring has a backup now, beginning before Park Heights Avenue. And the west side, that one area is slow between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West. It's a little busy on both sides of the roadway, and the tunnel still running with anywhere from 10 to 15 minute delays, maybe a little longer, primarily on the southbound side. 95 is still slow in Howard County. They were looking at a wreck that was in the median on I-95 just north of Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a cloudy start to the day and maybe see some sunshine later this afternoon. High of 68, cloudy 59 in Middle River, 58 and cloudy in Forest Hill. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Coming up next hour, more on Rachel Morin's convicted murderer and with the ICE detainers here in Maryland, and we still not have learned our lesson.
No, apparently not. All right, this is kind of interesting. Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat governor of Michigan, she who would be president, and she's another one I expect to run next cycle, she showed up at the White House because she was having some kind of meeting with the president. Fine. It happens all the time, probably every day. But then she somehow found herself in a room where there was going to be a photographer. So she did the only rational adult thing she could possibly do, Sean. She had a couple of binders in her hand, so she simply held them up in front of her face. Because apparently, if she couldn't see the camera, we couldn't see her. It was as if no one was there but binders floating in thin air. It was the most idiotic, childish reaction to the situation. That event would say to me, wow, she's ready for Dukakis in the tank. I mean, she's good to go. And I'm not the only one who had that opinion. You have a former Democrat congresswoman, Susan Wilder, says, wow, she booted that big.
It's been reported that she thought she was having a private meeting with the president. So you know what I would have done if that was me? I would have said, I'm not going in there. Or when the press came in or the cameras came in, I would have been out of there. Remember, the state that she represents, the automakers are happy about the American automakers are happy. I understand why she went, but that was the ultimate cringy move right there. That was right out of Veep.
It was right out of Veep. You expected Julia Louis-Dreyfus to show up when the binders came down. It would be as if Gretchen Whitmer had transformed into
First off, this is the White House. There's press all over the place, and especially knowing that this was going to be an executive order signing ceremony.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be press in the room. Is she that stupid to not know there was going to be press in the room? Maybe she didn't think Trump was going to give her a shout-out during that ceremony, which he did. But you had to have known. You can't be that stupid.
Oh, I guess she can. After all, this is a woman who locked down her entire state and then said, except for me, because my husband and I have a vacation home in the Upper Peninsula. So we're going to go hang with the Upers for a while you guys are locked in your house.
What do you think was the bigger binder story, the Mitt Romney binders of women or the Gretchen Whitmer binder blunder?
I'm still thinking, Pierre Delecto has this one.
Okay.
because she's not involved in an active campaign right now this very minute.
I think that was a mischaracterization of the binder.
Oh, absolutely.
Of women.
Absolutely.
But this was just stupidity. You're at the White House, there's cameras everywhere, and you're going to throw binders in front of your face.
Yes. Well, that's, one of the things you teach kids first, remember how you put the peekaboo thing?
Right.
You're teaching permanence of objects so that
you can't see me, I'm not there.
Right? I mean, so apparently she didn't get taught that lesson when she was young. So she's thinking, well, they can't see my face, then I'm not here. And then she's going to, pull them apart and say, here I am, peekaboo.
I just don't. And this is a person that is in a responsible leadership position in the state of Michigan. Go figure. Unreal. All right, Wallace Roofing, it's now time as we head into the spring projects. And I would urge you to call now. Don't wait till it's too late. But a lot of folks are starting to call Wallace to come out and visually inspect your roof and make sure that it doesn't have any damage. I mean, the winter wasn't that bad. But still, whenever you have snow and ice and thawing and freezing, it can over years and years and years of 20, 25 years or so, it can cause damage to your roof, and that's the reason why we urge you to give Wallace Roofing a call. They've been in business over 90 years. They don't sub out. They don't have contractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees. They have 0% financing. But the best part about Wallace is they're quality craftsmen using quality materials, and you get affordable rates because fixing or repairing a roof, replacing a roof, can be very, very expensive. That's why you want to make sure you call Wallace because, not the most expensive, not the most inexpensive, but it's affordable. It's going to, you'll be happy with the results. They've fixed my roof. They've helped Bruce out before with his gutters. They'll help you too. 410-655-3700 is the number. 410-655-3700. They're MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
Coming up, some great stuff in the next hour. Rachel Morin, the conviction of the man who murdered her. We no longer have to say alleged. He has been convicted. And so what's next for him and what's next for the state? Because we're still having difficulty with some jurisdictions failing to honor ICE detainers. Talk about that and more coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There may be a whole lot of DOGE-inspired hand-wringing going on in Foggy Bottom.
The White House Office of Management and Budget has proposed gutting the State Department budget by almost 50%. That would include slashing the number of diplomatic staff and closing a number of overseas diplomatic missions. It would also eliminate funding for nearly all international organizations, including the United Nations, many of its agencies, and for NATO headquarters. The proposal was presented to the State Department last week, and officials familiar with it say it must still go through several rounds of review before it gets to lawmakers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's back at federal court today for the Kilmar Abrego Garcia case, the illegal alien mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Garcia, allegedly an MS-13 gang member, is in a Salvadoran prison, and the president of El Salvador says that's where he'll stay. Should he be released, the Supreme Court has ordered the Trump administration to facilitate his return to the U.S. Former Republican Congressman Mike Rogers hoping Michiganders will send him back to Capitol Hill.
Rogers has announced he'll seek the Senate seat of Democrat Gary Peters, who won't be seeking another term. Rogers, just coming off a close loss to Democrat Alyssa Slotkin in the 2024 contest for the seat of now-retired Senator Debbie Stabenow. Peters' retirement presents Republicans with a better chance to flip the seat from blue to red in their effort to expand the GOP majority in the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
The man charged in the arsonist attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence will stay behind bars. Cody Ballmer was denied bail following a brief court appearance yesterday. The motive for the attack remains unclear. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned negative. The Dow futures are down 148 points. NASDAQ futures 55 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
95 in Howard County is now picking up some speed, which would indicate the accident now is pretty much clearing, which was I-95 just north of Route 100. Even the southbound side is now improving. Much better on 95 as we're coming south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We were backed up at one point all the way back into the area of the Moravia Road ramp. Right now, it's about O'Donnell Street. So from there into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we're looking at 5 to 6, maybe 7 minutes on the southbound side. 895 is still busy from O'Donnell Street, the Eastern Avenue Bridge, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And traffic is a little bit slow, but that's all it is. It's a speed reduction on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down. Cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie has 60 degrees, as does Hunt Valley, also 60 right there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A group of attorneys have formed the Calvert Hall Lawyers Working Group to represent students who claim they were sexually assaulted at the private Catholic boys' school. The new complaints allege that the Baltimore County School ignored credible abuse allegations for decades, but continued to allow the abusers to have access to students. A motorcyclist dead following a crash in Rosedale. Baltimore County police say Monday that the accident happened at Sagramore and Customs Roads when the motorcycle overturned. 70-year-old Robert Walker Jr. was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. The Baltimore County crash team is continuing to investigate the accident. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly three-vehicle crash in Harford County. The accident happened shortly after 10 o'clock yesterday morning, eastbound Churchville Road, west of North Stepney Road, killing 13-year-old Tyler Lingenfelder of Havre de Grace. I'm sorry, that's killing 33-year-old Tyler Lingenfelder of Havre de Grace. Three juvenile passengers and Lingenfelder's SUV injured, along with the driver and the passenger in a box truck and the driver of the van. A crawl of the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. According to the preliminary investigation, Lingenfelder was traveling west, crossed the center lines, and struck the box truck head-on. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Pick three lottery numbers, 1-3-4. Your pick 4-4-6-1-8. And next, it's Sign On Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles try to get right tonight against the Guardians as the teams open a three-game set at Camden Yards. Note the 7:05 start time, not the usual midweek 6:35. Cleveland 1.5 back in the AL Central. Birds 2.5 back in the AL East, which in GM Mike Elias's mind is still the class of Major League Baseball.
I think they're very well, should be three playoff teams out of this division. We see a chance for four playoff teams out of this division. And like you said, I think we have five teams that might have winning records or deserve to have winning records. So.
Charlie Morton takes the hill for Baltimore tonight. Birds fans hoping he begins to justify that $15 million spent in the offseason. NFL news, Super Bowl champ Don Hasselbeck has passed away. The former Raiders tight end who won the 83 Super Bowl with the then L.A. Raiders was the father of two NFL quarterbacks, Matt and Tim. Matt Hasselbeck led Seattle to the 2006 Super Bowl against the Steelers. Don Hasselbeck, his father who passed away, was 70 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps on the road to close out the regular season. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Thanks for tuning us in. We appreciate you listening. And coming up here on WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland in this hour, a justice for Rachel Morin and her family. But Maryland continues to bury its head in the sand when it comes to ICE detainers. That's coming up just shortly. Also, the Pennsylvania Governor, Josh Shapiro, finally denouncing violence. And we also have Nancy Mace weighing in on Doge. You know, the big thing with Doge is, didn't Elon Musk promise us about $1 trillion in total? And at the White House the other day, he said $150 billion in fiscal year 26. That's a far cry from $1 trillion.
Yeah, well, I think he's already identified that much. The question was, is it $1 trillion over the term of Trump's office? Is it $1 trillion this year?
Yeah, I think he needs to clarify that because that's a big gap between the two. But top story is justice for Rachel Morin as the person that stalked her, that was researching her name on his phone, was looking for her on the Mon Pot Trail. That day, and then physically assaulted her, hitting her 10 to 15 times in the head with a rock, knocking her unconscious, brutally raping her, and then murdering her, was found guilty yesterday in less than an hour by a jury in Harford County. The defense took about 10 minutes, that's all, to mount its defense, because there isn't DNA evidence here was so strong. In fact, Morin family attorney Randolph Rice says the DNA was overwhelming.
Obviously, we don't have anybody that sees the actual crime itself, but with that DNA there, so much of it that matches Victor Martinez, it's hard to refute.
It was on her neck. It was on her wrists. His DNA was on her Apple Watch. It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
His own family put him in the vicinity. In Maryland,
and that's something,
in Harford County.
That's something the defense brought up.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there. I'm going on the court reporters that were over at Fox 45. And then, of course, we learned, as I said earlier this morning, that he did indeed was stalking her. And he knew that she would be on the trail. Knew she was an avid exercise enthusiast. Now this mother of five, and her five children, of course, are left without a mom. And yesterday, the state's attorney, Allison Healy, had a press conference, and the family spoke out as to the case.
Rachel fought for her life as she was pulled 150 feet from the main trail into the woods.
Fought for her life. And that is just chilling.
Yeah.
The spirit of the gory details, I know it's the breakfast hour, but it's just very chilling. to have to, and again, to have illegal aliens that that are just running around. You'll hear how many in just a minute. But the family, of course, you know, they have some justice here. But the question is, you know, at sentencing, you know, obviously they're going to seek the longest period of time possible, which would be life in prison without parole. Hopefully the judge sees it that way as well. But you never know. Somebody could escape somewhere down the road in this very bleeding heart do-gooder liberal state. They could decide, oh, that's too cruel. He's only 24 when he committed this murder. When he's 48, he'll be a changed man. And maybe, just maybe, we'd let somebody like that out if he can be rehabilitated. I mean, that's what happens in a state like Maryland. I've seen it happen in other liberal states. But here is, again, Healy and the family.
At sentencing, the state intends to seek the maximum penalty allowable by law.
But Victor Hernandez, he preyed on women, you know, taking, overpowering them. And I am so grateful that there were so many powerful women that took the power from him. You have Allison Healy, you have the judge, you have her daughter who was brave enough to be the first witness. You have the arresting patrol officer. I mean, there's just so many powerful women that took all everything from Victor, and I'm grateful that they were able to do that.
Yeah. And I hear that sentiment a lot, and that was the father of her first child, I believe, Matt McMahon. But the only way you can guarantee he will never be able to do this to another woman is if he were to be executed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only way you guarantee it. You can limit it. You can restrict the possibilities of it happening. But the only way to guarantee it is to, you know, make sure you take his life, which would be, you know, in many other states would be is what he would get. Not here.
Well, don't forget, we do have legislators in the state right now who are saying if you committed a crime between like ages 18 and 25.
Oh, good point. You know, he's 24. Yeah. His mind wasn't fully developed. We'll have to factor that in at sentencing in the state of Maryland.
Talking about mine, whose mind is not fully developed. Oh, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
No, mine's going the other way. Yes. It was there. Now it's going away.
Yeah. Hill? What hill?
Yeah. Westbound Route 50 coming into Annapolis. There was a vehicle fire that about 10 minutes ago was fully involved. It's now out. The fire department is there. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. And the exit lane onto Ritchie Highway northbound is also blocked because of all the equipment. Some people are standing over in the grass area. It got away from the vehicle fire. So right now, that's the problem. You're going to have a delay trying to go north onto Ritchie Highway because the ramp is closed. And, of course, it's a single lane as that traffic tries to get over eventually to the Severn River Bridge. I looked at the camera at Whitehall Road. It's not quite back to there, but it's close. But you're a single lane right now on the westbound side through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast, slight chance of passing shower, otherwise partly sunny day today, and a high of 68. And then things are going to cool down a little bit for tomorrow, and a high of 60 under partly cloudy skies. Back up to the 70s by Friday. So just a little brief cold front moving through, just going to cool things down a bit. Right now it is cloudy, 61 in Glen Burnie and 58 in Stevensville. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15. Time once again for us to find out which lefty has lost it today. Let's head to the circus if we're good. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. Oh, she's one of our favorites. And out steps Maxine Waters, having just a little bit of trouble with one of those really tricky names to pronounce. You know, the ones with one syllable?
Our constituents are deeply concerned about losing Social Security and Medicaid because of the Elon Musk's reckless cuts. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's Doge. This resolution will shield Elon Musk's X app.
What a great name! There you have it. Elon Musk's. It's not that tricky. It's only one syllable. Maxine, if you wouldn't mind, please get back into the clown car. That's the Klunkur. The Klunkur. Just get out of here.
Oh, Mad Maxine. She is certainly a piece of work.
She's a delight.
Kurt in Edgewater.
Hey, Kurt.
Good morning. The reason the Maryland needs the death penalty is that it's scum like this guy that just murdered this woman. We'll go to a different state. If he knows these crazy people are going to murder in states where they're not going to be have the possibility of being killed, even if you don't use it, by having it, you're going to scare them into wimpier states. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and it's people have said that the death penalty is not a deterrent. Well, how do you know unless it's in all 50 states and all 50 states apply it and distributed it evenly? I've often said I don't know if it would be a deterrent, but certainly it would be a deterrent for any future crimes that the individual would commit. So that to me is the reason why it should be on the books.
I really think, you know, these wacko serial killers, they're not going to do it in states that have the death penalty.
Look, in some instances, you might be right, Kurt. I mean, but I just I look at it. It's a couple of reasons why you'd want it. And I think the biggest reason is, number one, it's justice, and that person will never, ever commit another crime like that again, guaranteed. And then the second might deter people from, committing a first degree act of murder or whatever the case may be, if they know they themselves are going to lose their life. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate
that. And if there's some certainty to it.
Right.
The way it's practiced now is you get the death penalty. We'll check back in around 50 years once all the appeals are done. If you're still alive, then we'll think about it.
That's the other thing that takes so long to apply it. Kevin in Delaware, good morning.
Morning, Kev.
Hey. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, I remember back during COVID when President Trump was the president, and there were many, many stories in the mainstream media where they were quoting people who were saying, Trump killed my father, Trump killed my mother. Probably the most prominent one was, I believe, the comptroller of the city of New York. His mother was a big shot politician, long retired in her 90s, who died in a nursing home up there. But it's amazing how they were all blaming Trump for these deaths. But yet, here we have people who came in illegally, allowed to come in under the Biden era. And why aren't they covered? Where are those stories? Why aren't we holding Joe Biden responsible?
Yeah, it's an excellent point, because Victor Martinez Hernandez was a gotaway. He crossed the into the country and snuck in and was able to do it without having an encounter with Border Patrol or ICE. It was too late. And of course, then, and how many other criminal acts did he commit that we're unaware of? We know of them with Rachel Warren. But there were other cases too. There was a case, I think, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A case in California. So that's a great point, Kevin. That people like to forget exactly what the Bidens and the Democrats, Mayorkas and the Democrats, did, allowing all these terrorists and gangbangers in the country. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we've been living with that one for quite a while too.
Yeah. Take 20 minutes after the hour. The law office, Michael A. Friedman. Michael, the chief counselor, is here. Good morning, Michael.
It's always good that I bring the comic relief to the show.
You know? Yes, indeed. I wasn't going to say that, but since you brought it up, I think.
Listen, first things first, happy birthday to my youngest granddaughter, Reese. And she coincidentally happens to be the daughter of Stephen Friedman. Today she is 20, so happy birthday.
Oh, not quite legal yet, but happy birthday.
Not quite, almost there. So, you know, this is interesting. Something was brought up to me the other day, and I looked at our accident card, and I realized that we're missing something on our accident card. And that is, a lot of times there are cameras at intersections, either from the police or from private businesses like gas stations, so that if there's a question of a red light or did they stop at the stop sign, sometimes we've been able to get the video and be able to prove our case. Now, especially true in stores when people have accidents inside a retail store, slip and fall cases, things falling from shelves, people tripping over things, slipping on water. There is always film It's not a choice or chance. There's always film. However, you got to get it fast, because unlike a lot of outside cameras where the people in charge really don't care and it's just because they're supposed to do it, the stores care, because they do not want to keep evidence around if it's going to point to the fact that they were at fault, that they didn't clean up the mess, that they didn't wipe the floor, that they didn't stock the groceries properly, whatever. So, word to the wise, and maybe we should add it on card number 16, that if you're involved in an accident, an auto accident, or especially an accident in store, make sure you contact us immediately, because we have to go to work and get that film footage before it gets destroyed. So there you go. Hopefully that won't happen to you, but if it does, that's something for you to do. So, Reese, have a great day today. Everybody else have a great day. Now let's get back to the hijinks on WCBM.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
We'll talk to you guys.
Have a good one.
Friedman,
maflaw.com. That's a website he was referring to, the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. And just keep it in your glove compartment or right above your visor there, because you never know when you need it. And when you do, it's very helpful, very handy, because we all forget in those traumatic cases. It's 8:23.
Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chaz Whitaker.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for that. I'll put you up to that.
Yeah, yeah. I did not.
He did too.
Okay. Two liars in the morning, folks. There they are. 6 to 9 a.m. every day. 6:80 a.m. Two liars in the morning.
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
It's telepathic.
Westbound 50. This was a vehicle fire. Very large vehicle. I'm not sure this might have been a work truck, because there's several people over in the grass area that got away from this thing when it was on fire. 50 westbound right at the ramp at Ritchie Highway. Still a single lane to the left, and there's no access to the ramp to northbound Ritchie Highway right now, because a lot of the stuff that they used to put it out is running across the road and into that ramp. So there is a backup as you're trying to get to the Severn River Bridge, but more so the exit ramp to northbound Ritchie Highway does remain closed. Some areas on the Beltway a little bit slow yet, but nothing out of the ordinary. JFX has been clear from Ruxton Road south, and we're still busy southbound, but we've been moving traffic all morning long into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a cloudy start to the day, maybe some sunshine a little bit later on. 68 for the high today, and right now it is cloudy. 60 in Bel Air, 61 in Dundalk. And Marty raises an interesting point regarding Victor Martinez Hernandez, the convicted murderer of Rachel Warren, that he was fleeing a homicide investigation in El Salvador. Okay, when he snuck into the United States as a gotaway, came over the border, and then committed an assault in Los Angeles. And I think that's how they got his DNA to begin with.
Yeah.
Before traveling here to Maryland and then stalking and raping and murdering Rachel Moore. Now, the interesting question here is, he's going to get sentenced next month. Let's say he gets sentenced to life in prison without parole. But if there is a extradition treaty with El Salvador... And Bukele was just in town yesterday. Could the President of the United States then say, oh, no, we're going to extradite him to his home country where he was wanted for murder? And, of course, they have the death penalty in El Salvador.
Well, I suppose he could. A Salvadoran resident, citizen. And if the Salvadoran government says, we've been searching for this guy for some time, we want to extradite him, I'm quite sure his lawyers would fight that, because the idea of being put on trial for homicide in El Salvador is probably not something that he would welcome.
Yeah, because you're pretty much going to meet Mr. Needle at that point.
Yep.
You know, ICE remains a problem. I want to give you a statistic that's going to completely... boggle the mind here. First off, there were two bills in the Maryland General Insane Asylum regarding ICE. The one that passed was the sensitive locations bill.
Mm-hmm.
ICE can't go in without a warrant to churches, hospitals, schools, whatever. But recently a judge had ruled that, yes, they can. That's federal immigration. You can't carve out exemptions, which is an interesting
I think, argument against sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, they tried to eliminate 287G, but they didn't. We'll tell you why they didn't in just a second. But here in Maryland, between October of 2022 and February of this year, there were 384 ICE detainer requests that were declined by various jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. PG County, Howard County, Baltimore County, whatever. So that's nearly, and again, these are people that have committed crimes, okay? They've already committed crimes, and they've had detainer requests put on them, and these jurisdictions let them back out into the streets. And Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County, he recently spoke about the false criticisms of the 287G program.
The last 4 years of President Biden, there were no issues. The program operated the exact same way. Now we're back to President Trump's second term, and we're facing the same false criticisms.
Yeah, these are false criticisms. And he says, look, when you cooperate with ICE, then you are helping to keep criminals off the streets.
It's an effective public safety partnership that keeps criminal offenders out of our communities, who individuals who are also in the country illegally.
And former ICE Baltimore Field Office Director Matt Elliston, who's now more of a Eastern Regional Director, he just is in disbelief that any elected official wouldn't put public safety priority number one.
Mm-hmm. The idea that they won't speak to us is wild. I mean, we're out today trying to arrest somebody that's wanted in their county for murder. And then if I do turn him over to Prince George's to face his murder charge, they won't give him back to me when he's done, which is just a wild concept.
Yeah, wild indeed that these Democrats would do this. And finally, we have Senator Will Smith. He's a pro-criminal Democrat in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, saying the only reason why they didn't kill the 287G program is...
We have to be concerned about what will happen with the National Guard. We'll have to be concerned what will happen with hundreds of millions of dollars that will likely be cut off as a retaliatory measure.
So he's not concerned about public safety. He's worried about losing the money. Did that not tell you about these Democrats in this state? They don't give a damn about your safety. They're just afraid of losing the federal funding. That's the reason why they didn't kill the 287G. And besides that, only 3 to 4 counties use it anyway. Wow. Rescue Health Line is every Sunday morning. That's where we discuss a lot of great things on the Sunday morning show. But one of the things we recently discussed was, how do you recover from working out? If you haven't been working out in a while, or you get a little sore, and even if you are a workout warrior and maybe you overdo it, there's soreness, there's muscle aches. And also, as we age, our knees, our backs, hips, shoulders, you name it, start to tell us that, you're getting a little bit older now, so you have to take it easy. Well, one of the ways you can do this is with Glyco Plus. It is an all-natural supplement, no side effects, extracted from the green-lipped muscle, and with the UC2 collagen, that's going to help lubricate your joints and make your joints feel much more fluid, so you're not in kind of pain or wake up all that stiffness first thing in the morning. Use the coupon code, of course, RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to buy one, get one free today of Glyco Plus at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland City Police investigating a deadly 3-vehicle crash in Harford County. Accident happened shortly after 10 a.m. on the eastbound Churchville Road, west of North Stepney Road, killing 33-year-old Tyler Lingenfelder of Havre de Grace. 3 juvenile passengers in Lingenfelder's SUV injured, along with a driver and passenger in a box truck and the driver of a van. All the victims taken to hospitals for treatment, according to preliminary investigations. Lingenfelder was traveling west when he crossed the center lines and struck the box truck. The impact of the crash then caused the box truck to hit the van. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officials were, officers were called to the 2100 block of West Mulberry Street just after 9 p.m., found a 21-year-old woman with an apparent gunshot wound. As she was taken to the hospital, there is no word, no update on her condition. Harford County sheriffs have now feel satisfied with the outcome of a trial that ended yesterday. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy spoke outside the courthouse yesterday in Bel Air after Victor Martinez Hernandez was found guilty in the 2023 rape and murder of Rachel Morin. The jury convicted the illegal immigrant and the death of the Harford County mom of 5 After less than an hour of deliberation yesterday, Healy said she was not surprised by the amount of time or the lack of time it took for the jury to reach a verdict, because she said the case was airtight with more than 500 pieces of evidence in the case, and that's a strong case to bring forward. Coming up at 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery, 1-3-4, your pick 4, 4-6-1-8. And now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so there has been at least a small change at this vehicle fire on westbound Route 50 coming into the ramp at Ritchie Highway. Still there on the right side. Only the left-hand lane is open. They're still actually putting some water on the vehicle that was on fire. I've seen some traffic taking the ramp to Ritchie Highway, but not a lot. I don't know if they just let a couple of cars through there or not, but it doesn't look like the ramp is officially open to northbound Ritchie Highway. So now the backup is not quite back into Sandy Point, but it's getting into that area, back to St. Margaret's, back into the area at Whitehall Road. And again, they're still putting some water on this thing, so it's going to be a little while as the cleanup does continue. So a single lane westbound, if you're on the Bay Bridge, you're trying to get over to the Severn River Bridge right now, I would estimate 15 to 20 minute delay and building on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The rain is winding down, cooler temperatures on the way. Slight chance of a shower today and a windy afternoon. 68 the high today. Tomorrow, noticeably cooler. Partly cloudy, 60. Thursday warms up to 66. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back in the Miller's Yard, who now use True Green. Their lawn started looking like a fairway, and pro golfers started showing up. They love playing this lawn. Get a PGA Tour quality lawn for as little as a dollar a day at TrueGreen.com. Exclusions apply. See TrueGreen.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles starter Charlie Morton hasn't gone more than 5 innings this year in 3 starts and hasn't allowed less than 4 runs in any of the starts. And the Birds hope that changes tonight when he takes the hill at 7:05 against the Guardians. General Manager Mike Elias says the Orioles' woes this year have a lot to do with their opponent starters.
We face really good starting pitchers so far this year, just sort of by luck of the draw. So the pitching we've been facing has been pretty impressive. And I think our offense will get on a roll. But that's certainly the heart and soul of this team.
Cop-out answer if you ask me. Elsewhere in baseball, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has been named captain of the U.S. team in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. Ravens will host their pre-draft luncheon in Owings Mills today, with round one taking place a week from Thursday in Green Bay. General Manager Eric DaCosta, head coach John Harbaugh will take questions from the media, give out very little information as per usual. Pass rush could be a priority. Someone who may fall to the Ravens is Boston College's Donovan Ezeraku. Here's Mel Kiper's take.
But one thing he's got, guys, and you got to have it when you're that size. He's got great length.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm big into long arm at every position. Now, quarterback doesn't matter, right? But you got to have length.
And Ezeraku, ACC Defensive Player of the Year, among many accolades, tied the program's single-season sack record at 16.5, tops in the country in the regular season. WNBA held their draft last night. No surprise that UConn's Paige Bueckers, taken number one by the Dallas Dallas Wings. Maryland Cheyenne Sellers taken number 17 by the expansion Golden State Valkyries. The Caps close out the regular season with two on the road this week, having clinched best record in the Eastern Conference, but have lost seven of their last 10 games. A lot of distractions, as I'm sure you can imagine. Here's right wing Tom Wilson after the latest loss to the Blue Jackets.
There's been a lot going on. We don't want to make excuses. I think tonight was a little bit better. The compete was there. Obviously, a couple of mistakes that just end up in the back of our net. You know, at this time of year, it's such a fine line as to winning and losing. And, you know, we just got to learn from this and know that, you know, down the stretch here in the playoffs, it's going to be those little things going our way that are going to be the important part. So,
Caps looking to get that mojo back tonight on Long Island. Thursday night, they'll be in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. The time now is 8:37 when we return the demise of some great sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
I'm bringing up this topic here because there was a memorial on Monday night in Houston, which is the hometown of George Foreman, the great two-time boxing champion who passed away a couple of weeks ago, which, by the way, they talked about his love for horses and cheeseburgers, which I'm sure you guys would love.
Thus the grill, the Foreman grill.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But it talked about his career, etc. And it just reminds me of the once great sports in this country that have really seen a demise. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day, the World Heavyweight Championship in boxing was absolutely it mattered. Ali, Foreman, Frazier, before that Patterson, Marciano, etc. Do you even know who the World Heavyweight
Champion? No.
And it's a split title too.
It's a split title, and now even the lightweights and the middleweights are probably more popular than the heavyweights. UFC has taken over. I'm not saying if that's good or bad. And then horse racing. Remember back in the day, horse racing.
Yes.
You know, and obviously the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont today. But even all year long, Seabiscuit, the you know, the matches, etc. That's gone from our lexicon today in sports. And you know, just this is over the time. You know, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you were a kid. That's 30, 40 years ago. But today, those sports are basically nothing.
Yeah. It's just curious because, you know, these other sports, and obviously the other sports are, you know, become multi-million dollar, billion
team
dollar.
Team sports, TV.
Exactly. So with all the TV contracts and everything, there wasn't much to do. I mean, you have an occasional fight that you'd watch, or, you know, you have the horse racing. You know, you have just two or three times, you know, during the, you know, the Triple Crowns series, but the rest of the time they wouldn't put anything on TV.
What's interesting to me is if you flip through the channels these days, if you have cable or whatever, you see cornhole. You see sumo wrestling.
Right.
You see all these sports on ESPN Ocho that have nothing to do with anything.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah, there's a pickleball pro league.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But boxing and horse racing, not so much.
Yeah, sumo cornhole is something else. It's amazing.
I'm not even touching that fashion.
You have to get that sumo guy into the cornhole, and that's physically challenging.
That's tough.
That is very tough.
That's a tough game.
I got to get out of here. Yeah.
It takes at least four or five trucks to deliver that cornhole board.
Yeah.
Ed is on a cell phone. Ed, good morning.
Hey, Ed.
Ed, you there? Ed could not hang with us and jumped off, or fell out of the cell, whatever.
Talk Radio 680, WCVM, guess what it's time for? Come on, Doge, make our money go where we choose it. Hey, come on, Doge, make that money go where we know. You know we are. Well, the Doge Committee and the correspondent committees in Congress, of course, keep taking care of items one at a time. They've gotten some of the big glamorous stuff. Now they get down to more nitty-gritty kinds of issues. Nancy Mace was asked about this. She was at a hearing yesterday, and she said, first, before we get to the details, let's clear one or two things up. The Democrats are running around saying the Republicans of Congress just want to cut your Medicaid. She said, that's not the way the system works.
The truth is, for people watching at home, your Medicaid benefits cannot get cut unless the governor of your state and the state cuts your benefits. That's the real truth. Republicans here in Washington, here in Congress, we are not taking away anyone's Medicaid benefits. As a matter of fact, we're trying to cut out improper payments. We're trying to cut out fraud.
Yeah. And by the way, no, Elon Musk does not run around cutting people off and firing them personally. He makes recommendations to the individual department heads, and they take care of it if they think they're appropriate. And of course, he keeps saying over and over again, this is worth stressing, they're going to make mistakes. And when they find they've made a mistake, they're going to be graded on how quickly they can correct the mistake. But the expectation that somehow it has to be perfect in the rollout, otherwise it's a failure, is just not a realistic expectation.
It is unbelievable the amount of money that's being paid to dead people, to foreigners, to criminals, to terrorists is amounting in the billions and billions of dollars every single year. That's what Democrats and Republicans should be agreeing on.
Yeah, and one thing, that we talked about this a number of times, Sean. One thing she pointed out, and to me, this is just egregious. Pete Buttigieg, one of his big projects when he was Secretary of Transportation, was getting all those charging stations installed all over the country, whether you want them or not. And lots of money was dedicated to doing just that.
Democrats, under the Biden administration, passed $7.5 billion in spending to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations all over the country, whether Americans wanted them or not. But only 8 of these electric vehicle charging stations even got built. Where's that money? Honestly, where is that money?
Yeah, you talk about a huge amount of money. They built 8 charging stations, not 500,000, 8, period. So where is the money? Who has it? Serious question. And they're trying to figure out exactly who siphoned that money off and to do what. It's amazing what has been going on in Washington, D.C. And personally, I'm glad somebody has finally taken it on. I accept they're going to make mistakes, and my expectation is they'll fix them once they find them. But a man who never makes mistakes, that's M-I-S-S-T-E-A-K-S, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Thank you, Bruce Elliott. Good morning.
Thank you, Chuck Whitaker. Go ahead.
Some of the lanes are reopening now from this vehicle fire on 50 westbound. And first off, the ramp is now open from 50 west to go north onto Ritchie Highway. So that's going to help out. Most of the activity now is on the shoulder. And as soon as we get this one other vehicle out of the way, we'll get some more lanes open westbound. But you're still backed up coming off the Bay Bridge through Whitehall Road, through St. Margaret's, coming up through Cape St. Clair, trying to get over towards Ritchie Highway. And then, of course, eventually over to the Severn River Bridge. So I would think next couple of minutes or so, we'll pretty much have all the lanes open, maybe except for the right lane as you're coming by the scene, because there's still some activity right there with police cars in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be a cloudy start to the day. We had a couple of showers overnight, but otherwise a little later on, it'll be partly sunny and 68. Of course, things will cool down a little bit midweek and then heat up again by Friday or so. So looking good there, and it's going to be warm up back into the 70s by Friday. Right now, we are at 61 in Arnold under cloudy skies, and it is 59 and cloudy in Reisterstown. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, we've got some body cam footage, which is kind of really it's unbelievable, just released from an incident back in December. A police officer in Philadelphia, his name is Eric Robbins, climbed out onto a roof to save a 5-year-old boy who was standing on the edge of it. It's not clear how the child got there, but they were 20 to 30 feet up. But we find out that this police officer, besides that's just an incredible act of heroism to climb out on a roof to save this boy, had to battle his own fear of heights. He had to overcome that fear in order to save this child from potentially hurting himself or killing himself. Mm-hmm. Here's the officer talking about the rescue.
He does not seem fazed at the fact that he's on a roof. I just knew I had to get him off that roof.
He's on a
roof. Open the door.
Is this on the roof?
It's on the roof.
I just locked on to the kid and started trying to map out how I can safely grab the kid without startling him and him possibly falling over the edge of the roof. Felt like forever, also because I'm scared of heights. It was just a rush of emotion, instantly overcoming my fear of heights and getting that kid from the roof. It hit home at the end because it could have been my kid, and I would want someone to do the same.
Yeah. That adrenaline kicked in.
That's stones.
Yeah.
That, I mean, seriously.
Speaking of stones, I think one of the guys I really really admire, and I really think he's really sharp, is Stephen Miller, who's the deputy chief of staff for President Trump.
You like his haircut.
Yeah. He explained yesterday at this Bukele-Trump meeting in the White House exactly what the Supreme Court ruling on this Maryland man that they keep saying was deported mistakenly. No, he wasn't. He was a vicious MS-13 gangbanger. And the reason why he didn't want to be deported is because the gangs would have caught up with him.
Yeah.
But here's Stephen Miller explaining what the Supreme Court recently ruled.
So, as Pam mentioned, there's an illegal alien from El Salvador. So, with respect to you, he's a citizen of El Salvador. So, it's very arrogant even for American media to suggest that we would even tell El Salvador how to handle their own citizens as a starting point. As two immigration courts found that he was a member of MS-13, when President Trump declared MS-13 to be a foreign terrorist organization, that meant that he was no longer eligible under federal law, which I'm sure you know, you're very familiar with the INA, that he was no longer eligible for any form of immigration relief in the United States. So he had a deportation order that was valid, which meant that under our law, he's not even allowed to be present in the United States and had to be returned because of the foreign terrorist designation. This issue was then, by a district court judge, completely inverted, and a district court judge tried to tell the administration that they had to kidnap a citizen of El Salvador and fly him back here. That issue was raised to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said the district court order was unlawful, and its main components were reversed 9-0 unanimously, stating clearly that neither Secretary of State nor the President could be compelled by anybody to forcibly retrieve a citizen of El Salvador from El Salvador, who again is a member of MS-13, which, as I'm sure you understand, rapes little girls, murders women, murders children, is engaged in the most barbaric activities in the world, and I can promise you if he was your neighbor, you would move right away.
Bingo. And that's exactly what happened. But it's all being mischaracterized. And then the reporters figured, okay, well, I didn't like Stephen Miller's explanation. So let's go after Trump and President Bukele. And would he return Garcia to Maryland?
In the Supreme Court, Steve, was it 9-0?
Yes, it was a 9-0.
In our favor.
In our favor, against the district court ruling, saying that no district court has the power to compel the foreign policy function of the United States. As Pam said, the ruling solely stated that if this individual, at El Salvador's sole discretion, was sent back to our country, that we could deport him a second time.
Well,
no version of this legally ends up with him ever living here because he is a citizen of El Salvador. That is the president of El Salvador. Your questions about it per the court can only be directed to him.
I ask President Bukele, can President Bukele weigh in on this? Do you plan to return him?
Well, I'm not suggesting that I smuggle terrorists into the United States, right? How can I return him to the United States? Like I smuggle him into the United States or whatever? Of course, I'm not going to do it. It's like, the question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
Yeah. He has a power. He's been deemed illegal and deported. So the president of El Salvador can't smuggle him in. I guess he could call and say, President Trump, do you want him back in? Well, Trump doesn't want him. He's an illegal. He's an MS-13 gangbanger. So nice try.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got exposed again. State-run media, they have their own agenda, as we all know. All right, it's 8:50. More of your calls and comments coming up. And finally, the Pennsylvania governor denounces violence.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Baroe with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
At WCVM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCVM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the Democrats have convinced Donald Trump and Elon Musk are insider traders, even though they have no evidence. Sound familiar? Plus, Rosie O'Donnell says there's only one straight man who could capture her heart. Convicted murderer, Lyle Menendez.
You want cattle, you take the cattle. When you want food, you take the food. When you want a woman, you just take the woman.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. By the way, this in from Larry. He says, doesn't the Ilan Gonzalez case years ago destroy the Salvadoran immigration issue out of the water? And yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a big argument as to whether or not he should be returned.
Yeah.
Or a guy kept here with his father. That was a child. That was brought here illegally against, because that was before DACA and all that other stuff,
right.
Too. So
8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean, I'm sure you remember back when we smuggled Chuck Whitaker through immigration. It was in a little carry-on suitcase. He just kind of curled up. He was a bit smaller then. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Yeah, they brought me across the Queens Falls River.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
Towards Irvington, and that's where we crossed.
Had to
secretly
wait.
At night in a rowboat.
They left him in a bread basket floating on the river.
Very that's large nice. Bread basket.
That's nice. Aren't you off again tomorrow, Mr. Casey?
No, I'm here.
I am.
For a while.
Okay. Well, I knew one of you was gone.
Yes.
That's good. Either way, I win. Okay.
Okay.
But have a good time, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's surgery.
Happy Easter.
I'll have a wonderful time.
Before Easter, will you?
No, I'm out for tomorrow and the next day, and should be back after that.
Okay, cool. All the lanes are open now. The vehicle fire is out on the right shoulder. Everybody's back moving again. 50 westbound coming to Ritchie Highway. We backed up almost, and it may be there now, right into the area around Sandy Point. So coming off the Bay Bridge, you still have to work it out. But it's moving. We're getting three lanes now instead of one at Ritchie Highway. The ramp to Ritchie Highway northbound is open. So it'll take, let's just say, 20 minutes from now. Should be completely clear. And all that traffic eventually crosses the Severn River Bridge and will end up over towards I-9. So continue to watch your speed, but at least we're on the move once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a cloudy start to the day, maybe some sunshine later this afternoon. 68 for the high, 61 and cloudy right now in Annapolis, 62 in Columbia. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Good morning guys. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks.
You know what I noticed yesterday, Sean? You're right to the point. The last one you did last week on Facebook. Did you see how many shares that got?
No, I didn't see the five. I said that it was getting viewed a lot, but yeah. I didn't
see. It's insane. There's over 700 shares. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. You got to go on and look at the
okay.
news.
Which one is it? I can't remember the one on the tax increase.
Is it the one you did on mimes?
Reparations. Mimes.
I have to go back and look because
this week I'm going to do one on Bruce Elliott.
Okay. Like all your videos do well. I don't remember exactly which one it is, but the one you did last week.
Okay.
Has gone viral.
Wow.
On Facebook, so you got to check that out. Right. Of course,
I take a lot of respect because I respect Kim because her social media savvy is unchallenged.
Well,
she's a world beyond us.
You guys are really good on the takes. So I am, of course, going to talk about the Maryland man that is still, quote unquote, trapped in El Salvador. A lot of conflicting stories out of this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting because I think, you know, even that last clip you played about Stephen Miller saying there's no way, you know, whatever the outcome you think it'll be him not being here in America.
Yeah, correct. Never
so
be
it's
here.
Like case closed at this point, but they're making a huge deal out of this. So we're going to talk about that, of course. Also, Cinco de Mayo is canceled in a major city.
Mm.
And, of course, you guys know that, Chicago.
Right.
Isn't that kind of racist? I mean, are we canceling traditions and festivities for brown people?
We're going to talk about this.
You
got upset about cultural appropriation. This is, you know, kind of going in the reverse direction.
Because that ship sank. Full of mayonnaise.
Yes.
They're from Spain. You're sad. Yeah. The Cinco de Mayo.
And of course, we're going to talk about the jury delivering and the Rachel Moran trial. Took them, 50 minutes to come back with the guilty verdict. I really hope.
Yeah, what took them so long?
I wish we weren't in Maryland because I would pray for a death penalty in this case.
Yeah, it just.
Unfortunately.
Because that's the only thing that guarantees that he'll never do it again. And but we were talking about earlier this morning, the defense, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes for the defense, basically, and then bringing in the family. Say, oh yeah, he was here in Maryland.
Right. That's
but this
thing.
Is the first thing I really learned was that they brought up phone records. He was searching her. He was stalking her.
So a lot of people were saying, yes, this was premeditated.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could think is, you know, of course she was on social media like any mom is today, right?
Yeah.
Sharing photos of their kids. But somebody said before, not sure if it's true, that she was on a dating site. And perhaps he saw her there and then, you know, started stalking. I don't know. But, I mean, this is a scary thought. And for him to sit there and lie and say he's never been in Maryland, like, he knows English that much, right?
Well, he claims his DNA was planted.
Right. By whom?
Somehow we got his DNA from Los Angeles and planted it here. Because that's where he was, you know, obviously he assaulted somebody in Los Angeles. That's how he got in the first place.
Yeah. An undocumented immigrant. We're planting DNA for them now.
Crazy. Yeah. Hi, Kim. We'll be tuned in at 9:05, 9:06 here this morning. Kim Klasick live. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air.
Remember Mike?
Hello, Mike.
Mike could not hang with us.
All right, so many people are basically saying the Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro yesterday took to the microphone to denounce violence. He did not denounce violence when it was the Summer of Love in 2020.
No, that was all good.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we never heard a peep out of Governor Shapiro. We did not hear him when Tesla dealerships were being terrorized and set aflame in his state of Pennsylvania. Did not hear a peep out of the governor, but we did when an arsonist attacked the governor's mansion.
We don't know the person's specific motive yet, but we do know a few truths. First, this type of violence is not okay. This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other. Directed at one particular party or another, or one particular person or another. It is not okay. And it has to stop. We have to be better than this. And we have a responsibility to all be better.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing that crossed my mind on this, and we're very fortunate that Kamala Harris chose Tim Walz. And not Shapiro.
Yeah. Well, just point is, better late than never, I suppose. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.